mean, ye shall by him who wanted a ram required to bring the fuel in the house, I mean, on the outskirts. He could have come home, he wouldn't fall asleep, I mean, while he's on his way home. But it's an issue if you tell him to lift fuel on for a longer period of the night, he may think that what? And then it's an issue of a race. Then it's an issue of a race, basically. Regardless of whether I what, I lived it for long, or whether I put him on. But the Ram says, but the Ram says, the whole Aminiach Tfilu, why did the Ram say Lechatchile? The whole Aminiach Tfilu, the whole Aminiach Tfilu, Achish Tishkacham, Oeva Belev, Belav, why did he say Lechatchile? Lashem it's a still Malachat. No, but Lalo would be no different, basically. But actually, the Ratchila means, because he thinks that he what is the Eser, he was Shem Mitzvah Tzion Balala, that's not his Lalo. It basically is, if what is the Hadith, if Tzion Lashem Mitzvah Amuter, Lashem Lashem Mitzvah Amuter, Lashem Mitzvah Oser. The Eser is not only with regard to Anoche, the Eser is also what? That's what I would say, Rabbi. Yes, all right, and that, and Lilo what? And Lilo is the Nisa. Why should a Zman film be different from the Isa? And second, that's why the Ram said, Zman and Nochas film Balilo. Basically, what is also a Nochas film Balilo? No, then what is a Nochas film Balilo means? If Kabbalist film again, what is Bayein? Then it's muter. But if it was, I can simplify it what I say. But if there is no anochest film by Yain, but what is there? Anochest film by Lilo, then it is also. The aloche is the aloche of Yain is matter. But I wanted to add that even if he's a maniac film by Yain, and if the Lilo came, and he thought, what? It's a new aloche. It's a new anoche. The fact that it's filled out of my head, it's a new anoche. Anoche doesn't mean the binding. It means actually the Lashem Tfil. This is the anoche. And the proof is from Rav Alfes. Why Rav Alfes says that I can only feel at night. So certainly upon Rav Alfes, the Tfil is at night, so it's not the Maise anoche which determines. What does it tell him? The Kavon is Lashem Lailo or Lashem Yein. If this is the case, if I put down tefillah Lashem Yain, of course you may say like that, upon Rav Alfes. If I put down tefillah Balayim Lashem Yain, it's mutter. But if I put down tefillah Lashem, Bayim Lashem, Layim, and then Balayim, you may think whatever you want, it's still there is no Israel. But basically, upon Rav Alfes, I would say like that. If I put down tefillah Balayim Lashem Yain, it's what? It's mutter. Balayim Lashem Yain is mutter. When I put on by Yain, and then the Lilo came, by Yain is all right, as long as I put on by Yain, when the Yain, the Lilo came, and what? And I put on, when I added fuel, so the previous Anoche, which admits that the previous Anoche is considered not only Anoche's Yain, but what is it? Anoche's Lilo as well, and it is us. He's having fuel, which admits that the Lilo is a mystery. That's why the Rambam is so machmir in Aloche ben Meirin came. Well, the Rambam doesn't speak of Shemo Yisham Bohem, you understand me? It's not Shemo Yisham Bohem. In Rambam, apparently, they made him a Lochazel Arabim, and when Melamdi made some, did not feel at night. Why? Because if you want to be Melamdi, some, if you want to teach them to remove the feel at night, just a moment. Let us see a concept named Ahove. Let us see a concept named Ahove. Oh, the Rambam doesn't pass like the name Ahove. But the name Ahove did it. That whenever they removed it from the Lilo, they said, Mishbe Chuko, according to the Rambam and Rav Alfes, that Mutal or Niach Tfilu, so what kind of a broken Mishbe Chuko be there? So apparently, I mean, what is Mishbe Chuko? Because by Lilo, even if it feel around from before, and if the Lila comes, and I think, I mean, to be Mekai Mitzvah Tfilu Balilo, it's all, that's why the Chlitze is a Chalushem, Chlitze's Tfilu Balilo. Because it's not always that Mishiniachol of Tfilu Kol Alilo Muter, not always. Mishiniachol of Tfilu Kol Alilo Muter, and it's just a Niachol. But if I do it with a Mitzvah, there is an Isha. That's why the Bnei Marovet thought, the Bnei Marovet, so what did the Bnei Marovet think? Or they come to the Rambam, if we should say, regardless whether he does it for Shemitzvah or for Shemisah, there is an Israf, there is a Heter, why should they make a broken Lishma Chukov? There is no Shmiras Chukki, Shmiras Chek in there. I can have a few in the whole night. It's all at the Rabbana Shemayishim man. There is no broken because of the Rabbana Shemayishim man. So apparently, Shmitzah's feeling is a Kiyum. Yakium. What is the kiyum of Mitzvah's film? What is the kiyum of Mitzvah's film? Not only because I can be involved with Isa. Because what? Because by Mitzvah's film I show, what do I do by Mitzvah's film? I limit the aloha to ye. By Mitzvah's film I limit the aloha to ye. Because if I don't have it film, the same aloha which was done when 8 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the afternoon can be anochas yayim and anochas lalo. The moment the anochas will become anochas lalo, it will be an ether. So chlitzas tfilu, what do I attain from chlitzas tfilu? What do I attain from it tfilu? The anochas can never become anochas lalo. Anochas lalo, and this itself is a key to it. To prevent tfilu from becoming what? A minochim balalo. Menochem Balalo is not only the Maisik Shire Balalo. Menochem Balalo is Shemitzvah. You understand me? And basically it is Tfil Shemitzvah. It is Osa Balalo, Me'aniach at Tfil Olof, Shemene Shemitzvah is Mutter. But Kol Ameniach Tfil Balalo Lechatchile is always Anoches Lalo. You say, what's Ameniach Tfil Al Becham Shleilotzeis? This doesn't matter. But if I'm a miniach tfilum balaylo, he's always a nefes lalo. But if I'm not miniach tfilum balaylo, the yain, this depends already on why I retain the tfilum on my head. Whether I'm a shemitzvah or shalem shemitzvah. But if I am a miniach tfilum balaylo, I may think what? Shalem shemitzvah. It's a nefes lalo. The aloha is a nefes lalo. Is if I make the mice a nefes balaylo, it's always a nefes lalo. If I don't make the mice anochet alaylo, when is it called tfil shalaylo and tfil anochet tfil alaylo? If I continue the anochet. This is alochet. Because the Rambam did not speak of Shemayishim them, and the Rambam, the Ferenc, said, Manichom lebayis ha-shomro lechemo, and then le-shomro muter. That's exactly what Rambam said, im le-shomrom, if I le-shomrom, so then it's mutter, because of course there is no anochas lailo, and secondly, I mean, there is no gzeira from the merimke. But the gzeira aloha the merimke is not because of the rabbono. The gzeira aloha the merimke is the isa l'raise, because if the people should think that lailo's man tfilu is even if they lived it tfilu from before, shkir zachalo, anyway. Yes, now I'm ready to the aloha itself. The aloha itself is basically not ptur mitzvah, but it basically is kedushas tefillah. It's not lailo is poter on tefillah, there is a nisya. The shamata chukadis, it's aloha is that kedushas tefillah cannot be fulfilled by lailo. Kedushas tefillah, not a tefillah, no kedusha by lailo. But the gavri, niyu kedusha in tefillah, lailo is mufke, meniyu kedusha in tefillah. That's this exactly. Lailo is mufke miniu kedushin tfil. And both, if there is no niu kedushin tfil, there is no kima mitzvah, if lailo is mufke. But it's not ptul. It's not that lailo is kater of tfil. There is no niu kedushin tfil. If there is no niu kedushin tfil, I'm not the kind of mitzvah either. Nor do I know if there is no niu kedushin tfil, there is also nisa. What is the nisa? What is Nisa? For the Shamalachon, not to lay tfilu, where there is no Neu Gdushe. And the Chlitze is a mitzvah, because through the Chlitze, Kedem Shetishke Achava, there is Neu Gdushe mitzvah. What I said yesterday is correct, but all I try is to interpret the Rambam, that the Rambam, there is a possibility, there will be a Yisar, if Anoch has tfilu Balaylo, even though the Mais Anoche took place when? That's all that I wanted to say. No. That's all that I added. There is a strange Rambam with regard to Ezra. Strange Rambam. And perhaps through the Rambam we'll find something which will be very important. Why does the Gemara need Ezra? The Kalchina Metzitz. Why shouldn't the Gemara say from the Shomar Pesach Hukah Zeslumi Adam Yom Yomimo? Why does the Gemara need this Kalchina from Metzitz?
Rishamata is a chukazeism, the Marobe used to say, Rishamata. And this is interpreted to Mashmish Tfilah, Aloha Feshadas. What kind of a bracha do you say? Lishma Chukov or Lishma Tfilah, the Kael, the Ram. So Rishamata is why the Isra Feshadas is interpreted. Why does the Gemara need a Kalchemer, a Feshadas? Why should the Gemara say that Feshadas is also a bit few? For a simple reason, why? Because the Pasuk says, Rishamata is a chukazeism, Yadam Yamimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim time bound, the mashmish and the dorek, was the mishmish of Hakiyum, but kind of Hakiyum is mishmish. The essence of Esra does, on the contrary, it means that I am daiti alayah. So what kind of Hakiyum is it? So the Pasuk speaks about Shmire in sense of Esra das. Why do we need, Arisa Esra das Kalach Funzit? You understand my question? Now let us see. The Rambam says, quite strangely, Hey, from the Mashmish B'Tfilam calls Manshi Melach, Shlo Yosia Baitem Ema Fila Rega Echad. Shekdushosom Gdilo Mekdusha Satzitz. שעציץ אין די אלה שם אחד ואילו יש בהם אחד ועשרים שם של אביה ושל ראש וכדמי סום ושל יד יהיה את הדרם הזה שקדושו סום די לא בקדוש עציץ שיש בהסקורס הרבה ובאי די דרם במסי דת אין של ראש אין די אחד ועשרים שם וכדמי סום ושל יד ובאי די דרם מאיפה זה Why did the Ram have to say it? Why did the Ram have She yeshak, the shosom gdelo, the kdushas atzit, shari yesh ben askoris harb. The Ram says, shari yesh ben chopalet, harbi, the Ram found it, and found out, instead of harbi, he substituted the number of 21. Fine, this is not important. But then he says, it's both in shorosh, however, if the shoryad had contained less, there would be the iser hes chadas, wouldn't apply to Sholiyat, would apply also to Sholosh. Who can make some Sholiyat? So what follows from this Rambam? I would challenge you to tell me. That a mechayev de Isra Hesradas is not Gdusha's film, but the fair Shemes. Because Gdusha's Tfilin, Gdusha's Tzitz are separate Gdushas. In Tzitz is not only the Tzitz, it's also Beshadas. Because Gdusha's Tzitz, in Ilichas Gdusha, is not different from Gdusha's Amihil, or Gdusha's Akteines, or Gdusha's Anavlein. What kind of a Gdusha has the Tzitz? Gdusha's Big Dikune, nothing else. Big Dikune, it's one of the Big Dikune. There's still the Avnit, there is no Aloha, there is no Eshadas with regard to Avnit. I should never forget that I wear an Avnit. Well, that fucking headache should never forget that the world is always got it. It was expressly, and explicitly said in regard to what? To tzitz. So it's not the Kedushas Yigdekune which requires Simas Das. Yidir. But whatever Shmir Ah, Shemis. So in Kedushas Tfilin is not the Kedushas Tfilin requires Hesra Das. The Kedushas Sefer Teire is also important. And if I hold the Sefer Teire, there's no aloha I shouldn't have Hesra Das. Kedushas Sefer Teire is superior to Kedushas Tfilin. But what requires Esra Das? The Aloche what? What is the Aloche? The Shem. The fact that Shem Shamayim, Shem is Abaya. It's interesting. Shekdushosom Gdelo, Shatzit Eindel Shemechot, if Shoyat for Israel didn't have any Shemes, or had less Shemes, I don't know, so there would be no Israel of Esra Das. That's what Ram says. יש בוהם אחד ועשרים שם של דולביה ושל ראש וכמי שם בשוליה it means that לא חפש חדש applies equally to של ראש ושוליה ובי שונות את הפלאי כולי של ראש ושוליהד ובי שונות את הפלאי כולי של ראש ושוליהד של ראש בכל דרך של ראש אבן לא מרשם בשיל לא עושה שם שיל השם, ורואו כל המורש כשיל השם ניקרא לך ויורם ומקו לגב לשם אדם. So it applies, it says perhaps only to של ראש, because it has the שם מבחוץ, ולפי את השם ראש מבחוץ, so the Rambam interprets, no, it has nothing to do with the שין, but it deals not with the שין, with the בדים, but with what? With the parshas. And the regard to the parshas, shall yada shall rosh arichu. That's what I'm saying. Good afternoon. So, this is exactly what I'm saying. It's not the kedushas tefillin, basically, which requires, but what does it require? Shem Shemayim requires. Shem Shemayim requires tefillin. Royal mitzvah. All right, yes? Yeah, that's a question. All right, let's forget about it now. This Shitzram, it is Hadas, not the Kedushas Tefillin, but what is Hadas? So what do I have to remember? What do I have to remember? Not the Tefillin. Not the Tefillin. Hashem. Hashem al Hashem Nichrolech. Royal mitzvah Tommy, the Hadas in Tzitz is not the Hadas from the Tzitz. Es hadas mit Tzitz war es hadas from the Kutenes or from the Mavnit. The Tzitz, no, what is hadas? From the Shem Havayim. And this exactly what it is. And this exactly, Shlisi Adaitim and Afilo Rega Echot, is not just es hadas from the Parshias, we have only any from the Tzitz, from the Shemes. From the Shemes, this is exactly, from the Shemes. It's a separate halacha of es hadas. And perhaps there is another question of Es Hadas, Niyug Bikdushe, this is Niyug Bikdushas Tefillin, Niyug Bikdushas Tefillin, Kdushas Tefillin, for instance, what is Niyug Bikdushas Tefillin? Not only Es Hadas, what is Niyug Bikdushas Tefillin? Shle Yikomes Ben Vodes HaKisrael, Shle Yofiar Bohem, Shle Yiresa Ervo, who we have halachas, hundreds of halachas like that. This is nothing to do with Es Hadas. If I need to put this a piece, and it came to me, and it came to say, Shlei Yafir, then there can be Es Hadas. A good Shlei Toyer, what has it got to do with Es Hadas? So Niyug Bikdusha has nothing to do with Sitz, because Niyug Bikdusha, what is the Mechayev of Niyug Bikdusha? This is Kdusha still. Which Posek is it? Balaila, what is wrong is not with Es Hadas Balaila, what is wrong. What is wrong, Balaila, Tera said that Balaila is Mufke from Kedushas Tefillin? Because Niyug HaKedusha is not Balaila. So that's why it is connected with what? With Shemaat HaSachuk HaDes Lamad Yomimo. Es Hadas has nothing to do with Niyug HaKedusha. Es Hadas has nothing to do with Niyug HaKedusha. I can have Es Hadas for a moment. There is no Allah of Niyug HaKedusha. There's a separate halacha of Es Hadas, or Yisr Es Hadas. This the Gemara could not derive from what? From Shemar to Shechuk Hades, from Yadim Yom Yomimo. From what halacha? From Tzitz. And this halacha of Es Hadas has nothing to do with what? This Kedusha Tefillin, this Retzuya Simbatim, he deals exclusively with what? Vishemes. Vishemes. You understand well? That's why the Gemara quotes it, and that's why the Rambam says that Shalyad is equal to Rosh, even though with regard to the Batim Shalyad lacks the Shem, so the Bible says the Shem Shalyad lacks the Shem, but with reference to Parsha, there is a quality between Shalyad and Shorosh, and the number of Shem is Shalyad is Shorosh. And interesting is, and the Rambam counts only the Shem Savaya. It's interesting. Not the Shem and the other Shem. Shem Havayim, because the Tzitz had only Shem Havayim. Another, Shem Havayim. Because there are more, v'after es ha-Lashem ha-Lekecho, ha-Lekecho. L'av es ha-Shem ha-Lekechem, so the Lekechem is always a Shem, but the Ram is not counted. Because which Shem enjoins that from this Es Hadas? The Shem Havayim. It's the Shem Havayim. V'oyu al mitzvah tamid. It's basically quite possible that in Tfil, there is a halacha, there are two halachas in Tefillin. There is a halacha of Tefillin, basically, of Kedushas Tefillin, and there is a halacha of Tefillin, of Kiyum for Shem Havayim. In the Kiyum and Mitzvah is Kedushas Tefillin and the Shem Havayim. But because Tefillin has the same Kiyum and Mitzvah Tzitz, V'hoi al Mitzvah Tomi, there is a separate Mitzvah with regard to Tzitz, but with regard to the tzid, there was a separate Gzaz HaKosov, V'oyah Mitzvah Tomi. So there is a separate mitzvah to wear the tzid, which surpasses the mitzvahs with Vishas Bigdekuner. Uvayah Dush Hashem. can be this mitzvah boy or mitzvah tomit applies not only to tits, but to tefillin as well. Is in tefillin not only a kiyum of tefillin, but a kiyum of boy or mitzvah tomit. All right, if you want, you can take it. If you want, you can reject it, the kiyum. But this is certainly the new kedusha and hesach hadas are two separate halachas. You understand it very well. You understand it very well. For reasons, when I reach Shema and I say Shem Nesre, there is new kedusha tefillin, even though I forget. But still, that's Hadas, and I reach my, I shouldn't forget. And for a raya, when you say, Shat or Mesa, Decho, and Tafis Ben Necho, you just, if you knew Gdusha's film, and that's Hadas, now to separate Alohas. Gdusha's film, if I'm Shemar, to Sechuk, as Islam, Yado, Miyom, Yomimo, that's Hadas, is what? Is it two separate Alohas? All right. Tom Rabban. Let's continue. Yes, we mean it in Pashana, yes. Apparently, basically, you can say in the person that you're the meaning to say. It means just a case of loss. But Chazal interpreted differently. Yod is male. Name a Yod or Layosef Shofeno.
Yod or Layosef
Shofeno. How many Samele? For the male, it's written by Yoel. Yoel. When she kills this man. Name a loss. Yod or Toshiv Yodcha. Vilmincha. Vilmincha. Mikeret Chaykecho Kalei. Yeah, all right. This is one sheet. Is Yotcho means Yimich. Rabbi Yisi Acheir Meira. Ya Yimich Yimichu Ya. Yotcho means Mila, excuse me. Mitzini Yimich Yimichu Ya. Shenema Baya Yisif Kiyoshi Sovir Yad Yimino. Vidoch, if it's Yad Yimino, it's all right, but whenever it is Yimich. So Rabbi Yisi is in the Agdom et Pirosh HaMishnah. Do you think that all the Jews that time were waiting for the Rachamim to settle their argument in order to lay tefillin, didn't go on the right hand or on the left hand? Or even when the Gemara asked the question, pre-Sodo, how do you know it's Esrei? You mean the people were waiting? I mean, actually, this is a Kabbalah, it should be, this is an Esrei, and tefillin is on the right hand, I mean. But we wanted to show, actually, on the left hand. On the left hand. But all they wanted to show is that there is, you can find the source in Chumash, in Torah, Shulek Sa'af, corroborating the Kabbalah. That's all right. But how does Rabbi Yisi Acheirin know? We don't know yet. I've not made any
sense.
Tomorrow, Rabbi Yechen and Acheirin, Rabbi Yisi Acheirin, we know it. Not to lay naked and not to lay abnos. Does he want to abnos? He's from Kshire.
Yes,
he was. Oh, Abbas Omar had a different person. Abbas Omar, me yot chaksi. The hate, whatever is hate, is chaos. What means chaos? We can. For instance, like the stake and other, the Ram implies it is a very important rule. In the semantics, in Hebrew, the Ram employs it in Mir and Buchen to regard another problem. Tzedek. What does tzedek mean in Hebrew? Justice, righteousness, or justice, street justice. Basically, tzedek and din is the same, tzedek and din. And tzedek, tildif, yikiva din soya. What does doko mean? Chano, charity, chesed. Basically, the word karitas, the karitas, it does not simply, is not equivalent to doko. Doko means justice again, tzedek and doko is just. Yeah. But you see, you find what you see, you find impossible, mishpot is doko already. You find also tzedek and mishpat also, tzedek and mishpat mechayim kisecho. Sometimes there are synonyms, tzedek and mishpat are synonyms. Sometimes, of course, tzedek and mishpat means tzedek tishpat samisecho, tzedek tildek means mishpat mishpat. But my tzavis bonov is beis achov, mishpat derech Hashem, lasa is doko mishpat, doko is different. So the Rambam Limuchim says, it is tzedek, but it be too weakened. It's not a strong. You see, tzedek means if I know from you something, that's what Rambam says. I learn from you something and I don't want to pay the chayiv. Will you say that the payment of my debt, if I loaned from you, I borrowed from you $10, and then you came to collect and I am reluctant. I think, shall I pay you the $10 or not? So someone will come over to me, listen, there's a mitzvah tzedakah to pay a debt. No, would it apply? Certainly not. It's not tzedakah, but this is tzedek. And if I don't pay, I'm a gazlan, since I'm a robber. This is I made for the lovely Sasek. This is tzedek. Tzedek means strict, strong, no equivocation here. I mean, no way how to get out. Tzedakah means also justice. But it's not as imperative as tzedek. For instance, will a hoti tzedakah? The Rambam calls this person. So actually, basically, I took a collateral security. The strict line of tzedek, should not demand, should not require of me, I should return to him the ksusiyim bayayim and ksus laila belaila. All right, he's poor, he has only one ksus, one garment. If I shouldn't return, he'll be cold. But the strict line of justice of tzedek says, after all, all your money. If you'll return the collateral, he may escape with the garment and goodbye. I wouldn't have anything to collect from. So tzedek does not require it. If you should simply stand on the line, on the thin line of tzedek, you should retain. You should retain what? You should retain this mashkin, even by Yembalaylo. But Zdoko, the higher, the weaker concept of tzedek, hey, keo, requires of you to, but it's not chesed. The same giving Zokolanim is not chesed. Varei derish shibud lechosim, you may collect from me. But it's not chesed, but not zdoko either. It's not zdoko. If tzedek would be like paying debt, it isn't. It's the middle between chesed and tzedek. And that's what the Rambam says, the Meir Ruchim. This is zdoko. It's a hey, many times a hey weakens or reduces the meaning, so to say. The meaning is reduced a bit. And that's yad keo, yod cho. Yod cho, the hey, means the weaker hand. All right, let's continue. We have three psukim in order to simply to determine which yad is, so to say, the one for anoches fil. Yod cho smeil, shire yimin, yod cho hei. Is it just a question of semantics here, or it's a locha lemaise difference? That's why I told you to look up the Ramban in B'yivamet. Is it halacha l'maaseh, or it's a question of semantics? It's a question of semantics. We wouldn't be interested now. We are more interested in Hilchos Tefillin, not in the how the Tefillin, the halachas are derived from the Pesukim. It's halacha l'maaseh. Who said so? The Ramban. The Ramban says like that. What about Iter? Iter, left-handed. So the Ramban says, if it is Yotchos Meil, is regardless. Whether he's a detail or he's a dexterous, I mean his right hand, or he's ambidextrous, it doesn't matter. All he has to lay tefillin on what hand? On the left hand? But the Torah did not depend. You see, you can speak right and left, you can speak in two ways, at two levels. You can speak right and left. What level am I, you know? No long is required for that. Simple. It is kolodom huwa. But it's better. You don't have to. Direction. Right and left is a question of directions. In our intuition of space, there's an intuit right and left. I mean, it's a problem what it is. I mean, it doesn't make much sense, it's right and left. Already come to dealt with this problem. What is right and left? In our intuition of space, we intuit directions of right and left. It's in our intuition of directions, so to say. Correct? Right and left. Doesn't matter whether I am in Iter or I am not in Iter, the right is left. It is basically right and left in directional sense. Then is right and left physiological capacity, dexterity. Physiological dexterity. Simply, I have more skill in my left hand, and I in my right hand, I am speaking left because I'm my most left-handed. I have more skill in my right hand, I always start out with my right foot. I always straight reach out with my right hand. There is more strength, physiologically strength, in my right hand. The muscles are simply stronger in my right hand, more developed. The right hand is more developed. It's still the right part of the body is more developed than the left part. It's a physiological concept. If it's Yotchazus male, it's not physiological dexterity. Or on the contrary, I mean, it's not physiological skill or weakness implied in it, simply in the sense of direction. Direction is called Adam Shavim. There's no difference. That's what Achrenim say, Azlinim Basakulaoye. It means not Basakulaoye. And if he said, everybody will be left-handed, that means it would not change. It would not change much. You see, it's a directional concept. And what? And if it's Yotcho Beheikeo, so the Ramban says that Iter, that we say that Iter Maliach Halimine, is only because if we pass, if we accept Yotkeo, Yotcho, because Yotkeo means the weak hand, doesn't mean left hand. It's not left, it is the weak hand. which lacks the skill, which lacks, I mean, this efficiency, which the right hand possesses. But if the gilse is yod ho, not the gilse, yod ho in general, wherever you is small, mean directional. Is even in Italy, should lay on his strong hand. That's what the Ramban says. That's what the Ramban says. And the Ramban and the Sofer in regard to chlitze, chlitze is al regel yimin. The question is what if the man is elastic, so to say, and his left leg is stronger, whether chlitze is like what? Like feeling, it means the weaker hand, physiological effect of the talent, or chlitze means upon the direction. These are Sofer and Ramban. Then there is another possibility. What about Avede? Actually, Yemin Smeil we have according to what? Tfilin? Avede is Bimin, Tfilin is Smeil, Avede Bimin, what else? And Chlitze, correct? That's all what we have. We have something else? I don't remember. Huh? Mitzera, never mind. Let's forget about Mitzera. Mitzera. I clear the word, right? But the Bidrai, that is an acting deed, please. Yeah. Because Mitzera, the Aloha is not formulated. What is Avede? A king who is left-handed? Is he supposed to do the Aveda, not supposed to do the Aveda, and if he's supposed to do the Aveda, with which hand is he doing? Is he doing the Aveda with the left hand, with the right hand? The Mishnah says, oh, Iter is possible. Not only Iter is possible, Hashem Shem Yorub is possible. You hear the Machlekes of Hashem. Some Rishonim say, Iter is possible, Mishum Balmu. It is prayer is not the name. Is it Balmu? It's not because he lacks Yad Yimin. Iter is possible, Mishum Balmu. And no, if he is Balmu, but however, if we are not a Balmum, I don't know with which hand he would do that. Later. No one knows. He's possible to be Balmum. The problem is settled. Who knows what would have happened if he weren't a Balmum? No one knows. Rashi says, what does Rashi Prera say? Eile Yimin. Aiter is not a Balmum. It's not a Balmum. I should be a Balmum. Balmum means to wax an Aiter, an wax a lean. Well, there is some blemish. Not blemish, no. I mean, there's no corporeal blemish, actually. It's just a physiological problem, not a physical problem. There is a physiological mind as needs energy. But Elexiamine. The Ramo Sapasco says, Iter is a Balmum. Elexiamine. Elexiamine let him do with the left hand? No, the left hand is not good enough. So he is a Gabri without the right hand. Without the right hand, he cannot do everything. And Rashi said, the Mishnah says also, with regard to the Regel, if the left, the left leg is stronger, so Rashi says not because of Balmum, because the Amidas came. Lamed Shom should also be on the Yimin. And if the left leg is stronger, there is no Amid in the Yimin. That's what Rashi says. Give me a Gemara Prelis. Give me a Gemara Prelis.
Near the top.
Oh, yeah. Iter Shemalech, Eke Regal Asmen Kilo. If he's such left leg, right. Masha in derav ne'odom kach. Ita v'yad posel, t'chsig a tov al betzboi. Kol mokim sh'nemer etzba v'kein ein elo yimin. V'ita v'regol name l'amed o l'shores k'siv. K'derav shor amire. V'ikre b'yimin. It's not Balmum, but there's no blemish. It's not physical, I mean, it's not a critic. It's not a Mumum is which is anika. Anika, you can see it. This is not nothing in this. I mean, he's all right, he's normal, his appearance. The only thing is, he's not Yimin. All right, so we have so. It's interesting. So the Ramban doesn't know, perhaps there is no chlitze at all. So actually, you have three, in Iter, you have three possibilities. Iter is the left considered Yimin. This is the possibility of Tfilin. If you say Yotcha with a hay, then there is quite a possibility in Tfilin itself that if you are left, you still do what do you do? You lay Tfilin on what? On the left hand? So what is it, huh? Is your tro because that's what it means, directional? And then the other third possibility, if you are left-handed, whatever is required, I mean, either they are specified, either the left hand or the Yemin, you have no way how to do it. The Ramban, in regard to Chlitze, doesn't know whether Chlitze is like Tfilu. So it's always has got to be finished from regular smoke. So Chlitze is like film of Yotcho. I mean, according to whom? To Rabbi Yisrael, what is it? Rabbi Nosson is not Rabbi Nosson. Yotcho, the Baisha Tanakame, that always what? Always on the tefillin, always on the left. Echlitz always on the right. Oh, tefillin is like Aveda, since you have no left and no right. You tell him, no Aveda, no tefillin, no chlitz. All right, now I would like to know, do you have a criterion of which to determine it? It's hard to say, of course, it's psukim. It's hard to say. You see, with regard to tefillin itself, it's in a contramban, it's a machlekes satanoi. If it's Yotcho Behikeo, it is what? It is on the left hand. If it's Yotcho Yimin, Yotcho Smeil, it is the right hand. The right hand. Yes. In Aveda, it's neither hand. Neither the right nor the left. Out. Read it out. Chmitze the Ramban doesn't know. Correct? This is the Ramban. Do you have a criteria which to determine it? Let us take Aveda. Let's pick up Aveda first. For Monashah, Aveda, you should ask Monashah. Is Aveda depends upon just the Ruches, Ruach Yemin, Ruach Small, directional determination? Then what you should say? In a left-handed, what you should say? You should right-handed. It does it depend actually upon Yad Keo and Yad Chazoko? Why did the Gemara according to Rashi? The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says it's a moon. It is moon. Why did the Gemara disagree and say completely? Apparently in Aveda you require both. Both. Yemin beruches. And also Yemin what? Yemin bekech. This exactly part of it. Why? And in film, either you require Yemin beruches or Yemin bekech, but not both together. Why? Why? That you mean, excuse me, you mean, I say in film is small. Small. No one should say that I said film, you mean. It's small. It's small. You require film be small. Either beruches, akon mandoma yotcho, and akon mandoma is always beruches, you mean beruches, directional, the directions determine. If it's yotcho with a hey, yatkeo means the weak hand. It doesn't mean the right hand, it means the weak hand. If it's the weak hand, it's always a. Why not say, since there is neither here nor there, so, you understand me? Why is it so? Sometimes he is right, basically he's right. Basically like that. When there is in fuel, the yad is not for the myself. Shira be me. This someone, I'll call someone, someone will come over. And he'll pull the tefillin b'smeil, the tefillin pasul. So not so much kshir b'min, there's no aloha kshir b'min. The Rambam says, ukshatom, since you have to pull the retzuyah, so apparently it's smeil. So tefillin b'min does not require anything in tefillin, no? Nothing is required in b'min, you see? But only smeil. Perhaps we can say like that b'min can be ruled out, it's neither b'min nor smeil. Smeil can never be ruled out. Smell it's either this way or another way. Yemin loses its halushem of yemin with regard to Aveda. In tefillin there is no yemin. In tefillin what do you require? Small. In small, either you determine it by directions or you determine it by maaseh. In yemin, you have to determine it by both, by direction and by maaseh. But smell does not require both traits. You see, if this is the case, chlitze would be like what? Like Aveda, because chlitze is yemin. It's not what he answered. You understand me? It's not what he answered. Perhaps there is a difference between the question is, if in tefillin, I'm not asking now which one. In tefillin, you take one hand, either this one or that one. In Aveda, you don't take either one. Correct? What's the difference? Say, Aveda requires yemin. Tefillin requires what? Small. In yemin, if he's a yiter, there is no yemin. Because there is a conflict between the direction, between and what? Beruches and what? And keres, chaska, between beruches. In smeil, one is enough to render it as yad smeil. It's only af koes yemin, not af koes smeil. If we should say like that, chlitze, there being a royal chlitze, that's what the Ramban says, perhaps chlitze is equal to what? David. But he said something else. In fuel, what is the yad required for the Maisiyah mitzvah or for the Chesedish mitzvah? The smell, what is the smell doing? The smell is the active part, performs the Maaseh HaMitzvah? What is the Maaseh HaMitzvah? What's the Maaseh HaMitzvah? Kshire, or das Mene de Chetzer. Kshire is performed. Where is Kshire performed? Alastair. What is Mael? It's Chetzer HaMitzvah. Chetzer HaMitzvah. Who performed the Kshire? I did my Reiter. Not really. If someone else will come over, he'll do it. We questioned whether Shlichas Imane or Shlichas Tannen apply here. Protection, the smell. What is the smell? What kind? Schnitzelini. What Schnitzelini mean? Who is the Chelitz? Who is the Chelitz? The Ishef. But you are speaking not about Schnitzel, the Meister Ishef, the Chelitz, about whom we are speaking now? About the regular Schnitzelini. So Schnitzelini, all right. So what does that mean? The Baal doesn't do the Meister Schnitzel. Who does the Meister Schnitzel? Ishef. What is the regal you mean? What kind of a regal is it? The chefze. Out of which the sandal or the minnow shechnitze, the shoe should be what removed by the ishe. It's gemme chefze. Is the yad l'shem al taise in shoe? The regal is l'shem al taise. Where is it? Where is it l'shem al taise? It's passive. Mm-hmm. Dan, aveide b'imim. Aveide b'imim. What's aveide b'imim? So this is the halacha. If yamin is required, either yamin or smail, I don't know where. If yamin or smail are required for a maise, then if he is a yiter, you see, if he is a yiter, he has neither yamin nor smail. But if yamin or smail are required not for a maise, but as a chefze, then a chefze shall mitzvah is either by the first aloche, I mean baruches, or by the second aloche, yatki. This is the aloche, this is the difference between aveide and tfil. Where it's a chefze shall mitzvah, is what you say, it is it v'loka hakeim be'etzboi, and chazal say be'etzboi zu yeminei. So what did the Torah mean? The lokach hakim etzboi. You need both. First of all, the lekicha should be alekichas yemin. What does it mean alekichas yemin? The maise should be a maise yemin. A maise yemin. Of course, it is a niter. So what is it? It is a niter. His right hand is the yad yemin, but the maise. Because the Maise Yemin depends already on Keach Gavre. The Keach Gavre on his is not Keach Yemin, but what is it? Keach Smei. And secondly, I want you to know something else. With regard to Cain, he said it already. But with regard to Cain, not only you need the Maise Yemin, the Yad is also a Chetze too. Because the Yad, with the Matz Mesha, I'll give you, for instance, Chetze Tassel. Chetze Tassel. Chitze pasul be bavede. Chitze pasul bavede. Why does chitze pasul bavede? If I do something as the chitze, I'm not considered as the eser maise, as the performer, as the doer of the maise. Wie der Sheikh hat halt nach Halak mit chitze. Nun hat er gesagt, mach ein Schritte. Next one Schritte. So would you say the Schritte pasul? Of course the Schritte, because there's kea gavad, there's maise. If chitze pasuls, Passel, for instance, there is some shame thing that chitze passelt in regard to lumas. There should be no chitze. You remove the rings, you remove the film, all right. It's like some shame, but chitze passelt or chitze doesn't passelt. But if chitze passelt with regard to lumas, it's not only because there is no nitile. Not only there is no nitile, there is nitile. If I'll kill a person, I'll throw a stone at a person. The person will be killed. Will I be a retzeach, even though I love lumas? Chitze pasul be bavede. Chitze pasul bavede. Why does chitze pasul bavede? If I do something as the chitze, I'm not considered as the eser maise, as the performer, as the doer of the maise. Wie der Sheikh hat halt nach Halak mit chitze. Nun hat er gesagt, mach ein Schritte. Next one Schritte. So would you say the Schritte pasul? Of course it should, because he's scared governor is Maisie. Chcę pasł by bawili. Chcę pasł bawili. Weil das chcę pasł bawili. If I do something, I'll be chcę I'm not considered as the Easter Meise, as the performer, as the doer of the Meise. Wie der Sheikh hat halt nach Halak mit Tzitze, nur mit dem Rat, mach ein Schritte, next one Schritte. So, when you say the Schritte, it was all. Of course it's not, because he's Ker Gavader is Meise. If Tzitze puzzles, puzzles for instance, there is some of them saying that Tzitze puzzles in regard to Lunas. The Sheikh is not Tzitze. You remove the rings, you remove the tzitze, all right. I think it's a machine, by the way. Tzitze puzzles, puzzles of Tzitze doesn't puzzle. But if Tzitze puzzles with regard to Lulev, it's not only because there is no Nitzile. Not only there is no Nitzile, there is Nitzile. If I'll kill a person, I'll throw a stone at the person. The person will be killed. Will I be a Tzitze, even though I love loves, I try. Because the Meise is scared of the Meise. If Dr. Mohammed in addition is the question of Nitzile, there is Nitzile. But what is the problem? It's a problem perhaps you need that the Lulev should be in your hand. Not only you should live the Lulev, hold the Lulev, but we call it Atzme Shalom. Then the Yad is affected too. This is the Machlekes Roshenim. Over the Chitze Pasel with regard to Lulev. According to some Roshenim, Chitze doesn't puzzle with regard to Lulev. Why don't the puzzle? All I have to do is what difference it makes how I did it. The Sama Shem says, it's not a Maise. It's a very good thing. Sinitna is not only a Maise. The Maise should be in a Kui and the good thing should be performed by my good. Atzmei Shalodom, Atzmei Shalodekeya. But Cain, with regard to Cain, certainly, it's a Pasmos. So it's not only the Cain does the Maise's request. No, but you require Atzmei Shalodekeya. You Atzmei Shalodekeya, the Mizrok. Or the dam should be on what? Nothing should do the azoye with the right finger, it means, so to say, the azoye should be a right performance, performed by the right hand. But what else? Not a mycelium, but also the dam, the tfilos adam, should be like in tfil, should be the dam, should be on what? On my right hand, or the mizrok should be in my right hand. Here, is not dexterity what's important, this physiological skill, but the ruches. Because if it's a hefse, it's ruches. It would be like yotcho. If you say yotcho without a hay, so the Rambam said, and Ite would lay still on what and which hand? On the left hand. Why? Because it's a hefse. It's only a hefse. If it's a hefse, why should you say that if he has more skill in the right hand, this male doesn't do any mice? The Torah did not require of you that the Maise Anoche should be done through a weaker, so to say, act, weaker deed. It means it should be the Anoche should be Anoche, Anoche smell. No, but what did the Torah require? The Anoche should be our smell. Our smell? What the term smell you mean? Not my physiological skill I had, the amount of energy I had in my muscles. But what determines? Or the development of the hands, whether the muscles are more developed or less developed. What determines? The directions, you mean it's male, of course, you mean it's male. For instance, call a mahalach, mahalach means. So it means if I'm left-handed, I have to walk over to the left side, in the left direction. If you mean, you look at it. In film, you cannot say you need a mindset smell. Because there is no mindset in the yard, short film. Smell. What do you need? Yatzmolis. Yatzmolis is only determined by what? Only by Yatzmolis. Is the right from what? Not from Yotcho, in a wonderful, but from Yotcho. Hey, there is a specification with the that's why the Torah determined. I'm referring not to just small, but I'm referring to what? To the weekend. It's not small, then it's a separate Gersakosu, the tefillah should be laid not on the left hand. It's only the left, on the which hand. But however, if you don't use the hay with regard to small, but you use the from Yotcho, then the Nitzel, the Rambam says, is the Nitzel. Why? Because if it is small, if Yotcho is small, what the term is small? So with regard to Avede, now what again, with regard to Avede, let us say, Avede must be Atzmei Shokei. Let's start out from the other side. And then the mice should be beneath. Does it mean the mice's rikah should be done beneath? What does it depend upon Ruchis law? The mice's rikah should be done the keachimim. So what? So Iker should do the mice's rikah? Only the left hand? Left hand? Because this is the stronger. If Chitze wouldn't pass in a way, but we know how long that Chitze passes in a way. If I should do this rikah with gloves or anything, the Chitze is possible. Why? There is no mice in me? There is mice in me. Because you need Atzme Shokei. The Mizrog, the Klishoris, the Klishoris, the Dam, that Mekudesh only, I mean, it comes Mekudesh only if it's an Atzme Shokei. The Mice Aved is only Atzme Shokei. So then he is not a Gavre in this regard. He is not a tail, but what is he? More as Chetzer. In Chetzer, you cannot say the strong hand, the weak hand. What difference does it make for the Chetzer? There is no mice involved. The Mizrog should be on which hand? On which hand? On the right hand. Not I should make the Azoe, but the dam should be on well, on my right hand. What hand in this case? It's not action which is required here. What is required here? Simply a left. The right wing, the right order, the right hand. Which one is the right hand? The right hand. So actually, if I am there, if I'll do with the right hand, will be Atzme Shokein. What will I be lacking? The mice's rikah be mean. Like the mice's rikah can only be done through the left hand. If I should do it with the left hand, the iter, of store, I mean, I like what? Left hand, the mice's rikah would be done by what? By the left hand, what will I lack? Atzme Shokein. That's why Chlitze is ruled out. I mean, Aveda, Yizita says Rashi, he has neither Yemin nor anything. He has Yemin as well. With regard to Ruchens, he has the idea regular Yemin. With regard to Chkeach, he left him. But Aveda requires both. Yemin shall Atzme Shokein. What else does Aveda require? Maisa Yemin. My swimming, and this cannot be combined in it. But film, what does film require? What does film require? Chetze. Chetze is beruches. Unless, there is Yadkeo. It's a separate Yosakos. In this case, what would be about Chlitze? The Rambam suffix is Chlitze. Since it's Chetze, so it should remain, the right leg should remain. Even though if he is lefty, he has more strength in the left hand, but there is not mice. In regard to the chilei family, it just is chefti show what? Show him in. If it's a chefti show him in, he's the ruches. This exactly, that's what he said. This exactly. You understand it all? But you understand it all? Or not? This exactly. All right? I want to tell you something. It's from my personal experience. It would contradict what I said before. Basically, one is left-handed, he cannot be well-orientated with regard to Rufus. I know if you'll ask me, just meet me on the street, and ask me just right away, where's right, where's left, I'll have to look at my hands. I feel my hands, and the moment I know that this weaker hand is right, I feel much stronger on his hand. But before, when I drive sometimes, and I see right and left, I make mistakes right and left before it's this apprehension of Ruchel, this intuition of Ruchel, of directions in space, is many a time determined by the physiological skin of the head. Although, logically, there are two different things. Yes, but what? Ah? It means paralyzed hand. Not cut off, very interesting. Paralyzed hand. A hand which paralyzed has no motion, has no life. Dead hand, dried up, withered. Withered hand. That's what Rashi interesting. Yeah. Tani Yidoch, El Ezrea, Bottom Natfil. Achel and Remyotcho, Lerabus is Agidet. How does Rashi, what does Rashi do with El Ezrea? I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. Yeah, apparently Rashi says like that. El Ezrea means if he hasn't got Ezrea, Bottom Natfil, of course. When you put out film, where should he put film? If you take Zreya verbatim, Zreya means right here. Where should he put film? Where should he put film? I mean, here is Zreya, man. Talking as a bench spirit. What do you mean, Potter? I mean, what is a potter? It means, what do you mean, Israel? It does not put you on the right path. Unless it lacks a less man, it does not put you on the right path. Let us pray. Yotram Rabbisagid, I don't know how Rashi interprets. Yotram Rabbisagid is not a machlekes about the Rashi. Gide means, in Dinat Hem, Yadre Tzutzom Kulkas. You don't need life in the hand of the weak. If the left hand is in Dinat, so you can't take till on a dead hand. Oh, that's a Rashi. But all the Shreinim disagree with Rashi. No one quotes Rashi with this regard. Unless you say Rashi, Yadre Tzutzom means it's cut off, it's amputated. But it's not Ritzutso. Yad Ktua is amputated. Not Ritzutso in Hebrew. I don't know. Anyway, let's just... Kukeles, of course. Anyway, let's forget about Rashi. I'm calling your attention. This is Rashi's chat here. But let's forget Rashi. But let's get to Rishenim. What do Rishenim interpret? Yad Gidin Pesach says. The late Ligue. Maro Mochode, Maro Mochode, the late Ligue. What do you mean? What do you mean? Eil Israel Apotam Akil means the whole and this amputated bone. The Arem. Wait, in English is also called arm? The forearm. The forearm, all right. Both amputated. Is it bottom not film? What means bottom not film? I said, it does not have to wait film on which arm. Acheru memrim, yotchol erabes is agidein, means only the forearm is amputated. And still has the arm. Of course, it has the arm, which should wait. Is part of the price to say that you don't need the whole yard, the whole hand in order to be mechayin to you. All you need of all is the arm. And secondly, if one lacks an arm, if he just has only one hand, the left hand is missing, so then there is no fuel on the right hand. This is this chitza thesis, correct? If you lack the forearm and the arm, then it's fuel, the waste fuel where? On the right hand? On the arm, the left arm. But if he misses the whole arm, the whole hand was amputated, so then, from the joint arm, from this joint arm near the shoulder, so then there is nothing to say. This is Shittas HaTesis. Another Shittas HaShinim, another Shittas HaShinim, what does it mean, Yodachol HaRabbis HaGidim? Why is Yodachol HaRabbis HaGidim? In Vikings, according to Rashi means the paralyzed hand, according to all the Shittas HaShinim means not the crippled hand, the amputated hand, the forearm is lacking, he has only... Yeah. That's the other story again, Kim. Okay, anyway. This is the Rishit Sarashenim, this is Tezishim. Of course, who quotes the Sifri? The Mordechai quotes the Sifri. The Sifri says, Yodecho Mishen Lazreya Poto Minakfiru, Rav Nosna Benivayner, Mini Abimim. Is according to Sifri, is like that. Either Eil Ezreya Poto Minatfilum means, what does it mean in Ezreya Poto Minatfilum? It has no Zreya at all. So you don't lay Tfilum on your mean? Achei the memory in Yotchol HaRabbis HaGidim, not that if only the arm, the forearm is lacking and the bell and the rest of the arm is extant. No, even if the whole Zreya is lacking, there is still for him very hard to lay Tfilum. On which hand? Is Yodacho here means, Yodacho means, what does it mean, Yodacho? Yodacho means if you are crippled, you have no hand. Your hand is gone, Yodacho. Your hand, they say Yodacho means here, you mean. No, it doesn't mean you mean. Yodacho cannot be you mean because you mean is wrong. Yodacho means Yad Keo. In what sense is Keo? Rashi says, Bina. Tesis interprets Keo. What is Keo? The forearm is lacking. According to this chat, the Mordechai, Keo means it's amputated. You have no hand. It means Yatkeo, you cannot do anything with the hand which you are supposed to have. Then, the Rabbi Sagirin, that he should put Tfilum on which hand? On the opposite hand. On the right hand. In the Machlokes is Rashi. If you interpret Yotchol Rabbi Sagirin means he still retains the arm, so if he lacks the arm, then he doesn't play Tfilum on the right hand at all. If you interpret like this, this is Tesis Shittah. The Mordechai calls this Sifri, the Mordechai Avraham calls this Sifri. If you interpret the coin also like this Sifri, that Rabbi Sagidim doesn't mean that if he lacks the forearm, he should put film on the arm. For this purpose, he didn't need Yodacho. Why Yodacho? He has an arm, so why shouldn't he put film on the arm? What do I require the forearm for? But Yodacho means if you have no arm at all, you put film on the which? A hand? Opposite. In the aloha is like Rabinos. Men are ashamed pass for Rabinos. It means like that. Aloha la maisha like that. A gidein which lacks the forearm, simple and laced feel unwell. A withered hand, feel is laid on which hand? On the left hand. If the left hand is lacking, missing, then whether you put feel on the right hand or not, this is a machlekes rishonim. What is the l'rabis sagidim? L'rabis sagidim means still the arm was retained, but l'rabis sagidim means there is no hand and feel is transferred to what? Of course, they combine it with the Mishnah in Egoim. Mishnah Egoim, you have to put on the dam, the shemen of Metzero, on his left leg, on his left foot, on the bein, raglay, and onis. What if he lacks the left leg? He's amputated left leg. Whether you can do it on the right, The Machlekes is at Tanoim. They compare it. I don't know whether the comparison is correct or not. They compare it. But this is a Machlekes Roshim. If one has one hand, if he has the left hand, there is no problem. But one has only the right hand, whether there is another tefillin or not, it's a Machlekes Roshim. The Achrenim are fasting that in such a case, tefillin the late off. The Goyim takes for granted that there's chayim in tefillin. And because he takes the Sifri, verbatim, and also men are ashamed. But Tesis is disagrees. Tesis apparently. All right, that's be enough for today. Yeah, is there an Issat Fil on Shabbos Yontif? The Rabbonin certainly. But the Rabbonin is not an Issat Fil. The Rabbonin, what kind of an Issat is it? Shus. Shus. Shema Yetzib and Dal Damas Shus Rabbin. It's a Issat Shus, it's a Issat Shabbos. But I'm not speaking about Issat Shabbos with Rabbonin. I'm speaking whether or not Shabbos Yontif. Shabbos Yontif, what? I mean, Shabbos Yontif were not only just excluded from the mitzvah film, as Yom Pturim in that film, but there is an Issat film. A man must not, I mean, put on film on Shabbos Yontif. Like Lila. Or Shabbos Yontif is just, I mean, was just, I mean, eliminated from the Chiyuv film. However, if I want to wear film, the Reise, I certainly can. You understand me? This is the question. And what's about? Basically, it's a machlekes rishonim. Some rishonim say about Shabbos v'yontef, Tesis apparently says that Shabbos v'yontef, there is no Yisra involved. Because Tesis says, well, why shouldn't I say a broche if I removed it from Friday late afternoon before Shki Sachamo? Or Erev Yontif, so what was Tesis' answer? What's his answer? Because the reason is not from the Flish Mechuko, but she says. Basically, if Shabbos Yontif, involved in Issa in the same way as Lilo, so Tesis' Teretz would not be logical. In such a case, Tesis would also, we would require a broche. Prior or following Chlitzas Tfilin, when? Erev Shabbos. Since Tesis says that there is no broch on Erev Shabbos, because Erev Shabbos is exempted from the Tfilin for the reason of Shein Atzmoneis, not because of Shema Atzachuk as Islam Yadam Yom Yamimu, so there is no Yisra. Basically, it would depend on what the Machlekes Rabbi Kiver Rabbi Yisagli. Rabbi Yisagli derives from Shema Zachuk Adesh from Adam Yom Yamimo. Lila and Shabbos. The current Rabbi Kiver from Adam Yom Yamimo refers exclusively to Pesach. I mean, the Ptur Shabbos is related to something else. To what? Boys? Ace? So, of course, Ace does not imply Iser. Ace only says, Yod Shabbos Yom Tevim, Shinatz and Ace, and the Ace that film, I mean, is not required. But there is no Iser, you're not enjoined from putting on to them. While Shemarta Chukwaz is from Adam Yom Yamimo, since it's the Shemarta, I mean, this Resen is alive, with respect to Lilo, is closely, so to say, associated with what? With Shemarta Chukwaz is from Adam Yom Yamimo. And if Shabbos Yom Tov is implied in the Pasuk of Shemarta Chukwaz is from Adam Yom Yamimo, and the Pasuk excludes both, what both? Then, Yisra. According to Tesvitz, since Tesvitz thinks what? That Allah is like Rabbi Yisrael Lulli? Tesvitz doesn't accept Rabbi Yisrael Lulli's viewpoint. Whose viewpoint does accept by Tesvitz? Rabbi Akivas. So Lailo is not filled. Shemal Tzfugan is a matter of Yom 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 deals in what? Pesach. Matter is Lailo. So, conclusion, what's the conclusion? Conclusion. Shabbos is only Ptu, constantly Ptu. It's derived from Lachol, not Lachol, it's the Yeshua Shemitim Atzvais. But according to the Rambam, that he accepts Rabbi Akiva's viewpoint, and he says, explicitly, the Shemaat is a chukah this from Adam Yom Yimim, and the chukah is from Hakosh Medama, the form of repeats it. So, and in this chukah apparently, the two things are implied. What? Lilo and Shabbos Yom Tov. So the Issa should apply to both, to Lilo and Shabbos Yom Tov. But if you take the Shina Rambam, open the Rambam, okay, you can start it for a second. Zman Allah has tefillin, Allah has yud, excuse me. Zman Allah has tefillin by yoyim v'lay b'lalo, shnei meyom yamimo. Chuk azui mitzvah tefillin. V'chei shabbos is yom tov, enum zman tefillin, shnei meyom voyer leis, v'shabbos yom tefillin atzmeis. The Rambam is very strange. He accepted whose viewpoint? Rabbi Akiva, but in a limited way. Only with regard to what? To Lalo. Shabbos is v'yom tefillin. He introduced whose viewpoint? Rabbi Akiva.
Even the
Shomer
of Lailo is only
good
to keep the man, not to
Maniach, Shabbos, and to Maniach, Khatil. Yes, so apparently the Rambam, apparently in one respect, the passages like whom, like Rabbi Yisrael Lulli, that Lailo loves Manfil, but since Lailo loves Manfil, I mean, he interprets the whole process of Shema Tzachuk Azei Shlomi Adam, Yom Yom Yimo, that as limit, as confined to Lailo. Shabbos Yom, David in the process of not excluded. And with regard to Shabbos beyond, the passage like whom? Like Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva, of course, too, was formulated. Yisr is not implied. So Shabbos beyond, there is no Yisr. That's why the Rambam says, V'chishav shant v'enem zman tfilun, mishu niyach olof tfilun kem shetish kachamo, v'chol amaniyach tfilun hachatfilu hacha shetish kachamo, iva bala. But only after shetish kachamo. But I'm not feeling the Shabbos on Yom Tov, of course. I'm not feeling Friday after Shlishka Chamo. So Friday night is like a feeling of any other night, you understand? But I'm not feeling the Shabbos morning, the Yom or Yom Tov, there is no Issa. Because the Rambam, with regard to Shabbos on Yom Tov, I mean, Paschus like whom? Like Rabbi Akiva. All right? If some Rishonim should quote the Ptur of Shabbos on Yom Tov, I mean, not on the basis of what? As for this, but because of Yom Yamimo, then those Rishonim will take for granted that the Yisr applies not only to Lailo, Shabbos Yom. Basically, as I told you, it is mistaber. I mean, it's quite logic. It's a truism. It should be like a truism. Like, come on. The Machlek Rishonim, the Sosim already quotes Rishonim, who think that Shabbos Yom, there is an Yisr. Huh? Like that? Zeya, listen, it's a different reason. Because Shabbos Yom Tov, whenever you say Keser, I mean, don't feel is in direct sort of conflict to Keser. Because Tfilun is Keser. Tfilun is Sfiras Keser. Shabbos Yom Tov also constituted Sfiras Keser. It's a different story. But the Zeya, I mean, did not introduce. All right, if you want, you may say that. The Zeya says Chayim Misa. The Zeya says Chayim Misa, of course. Yes, but let's forget about the Zeya. But there is a group for Rishonim who say that Shabbos Yom Tov, there is an Issa. There is an Issa. And the Issa, I mean, would be traced back to what? Not Chayim Matzvah, but to what Pasuk? So if the Paschal Kavis Adil, and Paschal Kavis Adil not only with regard to Shabbos, but with respect to Lila, not with regard to Lila, but with respect to Shabbos Yom Tov as well, then of course there is an Issa. But if you'll ask me, Amir, why did the Rambam do it? What prompted the Rambam to accept Rabbi Yisrael's opinion in a limited manner and restrict it to what? Shabbos V'yomtev?
No, Lilo.
And for Shabbos V'yomtev, use Rabbi Akiva's. Everybody, I mean, it is known if you'll ask to meet someone. Ben Murian, Stockman the Street, say, what is the reason of Shabbos V'yomtev? The reason I'm not a Tzor Shabbos V'yomtev. He'll never quote to you the Shemad Tzchok Adis Lamad V'yom Yimimo. I mean, the popular quotation will always be Rabbi Akiva's. Shemad Tzmoha? Yes. Yes, and for instance, when the Rishonim discuss the question of Chalameyet, we'll come to it later, they don't discuss the question of Chalameyet, they don't discuss this problem from the viewpoint Yomim of Leshavas Yomdevim, but from what viewpoint?
Ois.
You see, it was almost a truism among Rishonim, a commonplace among Rishonim at war. Yes, Rabbi Akiva's Yomdev. Basically, I'll tell you why it was such a common, because it was, why it was so... So, I mean, I would say so almost, beyond any reasonable doubt that Rabbi Akiva's viewpoint of Shabbos V'yomtev is acceptable, more than Rabbi Yisrael, for simple reason. Because if it's the Shomarto Sachuka Zeis L'Miradom, Yom Yomim, as I told you before, I told you last time, 2 weeks ago, it's basically, it's not a truthful. No, what is it? The Shmiras Gdusha's tefillin is cancelled or rescinded, is mufke. When? Al Lilo, then if Shabbos V'yomtev. If Shabbos V'yomtev are included, so it means there is no Shmiras Gdusha's tefillin on Shabbos V'yomtev. If you say an Isser, you cannot say an Isser because it's Potter. I mean, one is Potter exempted from a mitzvah, and he does the mitzvah right, but he receives schar as mitzvah, or less schar, is a different problem, but the coming. But certainly there is no Yisr, kol apotom la'adobar ve'izayu mikro heged perhaps, everything. But there is no Yisr. The Yisr is not, I mean, I feel Malilo is not because Lilo is part of it, feel, but what is the Yisr based upon, founded upon? Because there is no Shmiras Kedushas feel Malilo. This is hardly applicable to Shabbos beyond. Why shouldn't there be Shmiras Kedushas feel on Shabbos beyond? Why do you understand? You understand it? Al-Pialoha, you understand it psychologically also, I mean, because Shabbos V'yomtev, I mean, Lilo, because Lilo is a time when a man wants to relax, Lilo is a time when the man may fall asleep, and so forth on. It's not a time of concentration, Lilo is more a time of relaxation. I mean, it's not what I say, you have learned it. But basically, you understand that Lilo is Mufke, from Shmiras Tzvil, opening. No way, I understand that. But why... Although there is, with regard to another mitzvah, Lilo apparently seems, to, on the contrary, to have been considered by Chachma Chazal, or Rishonim, Chachma Chazal mostly, as time of concentration. Tere, yes, all right. Okay, all right. Yes, all right, fine. Anyway, but Lilo is Afkoye of Gdusha's Tefillin. To say Shabbos V'yomtev is Afkoye from Gdusha's Tefillin, from Shmiras, would be a bit hard, very hard. So Shabbos V'yomtev is only Ptuch. So we'll have to divide Rabbi Yis's opinion also, I mean, so to say, to discriminate Rabbi Yis between Shabbos V'yomtev and what? And Lilo. Lilo is basically not a Ptuch Tefillin. Now what is Lilo? Shmiras Gdusha's Tefillin. You see, of course, if there is no Shmiras Gdusha's Tefillin, there is no Kina Mitzvah. But the crux of the matter expresses itself not in two, like Lilo with regard to Shaper, like Lilo with reference to what? To Lulev, but in of course Gdusha's Tefillin. While Shabbos V'yomtev is Ptuch. So that's why the Rambam passes like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva is very simple. And if there is Ptuch, there is no Yis. If some Rishonim pass like accepted the viewpoint of Umar, as a result, then we have to say that not only Lilo is Mufki of Kedusha's Tefillin, and the Shomarto refers to both. It would be a bit arbitrary on our part to say that upon the Avisa Lili, the Shomarto is related only to Yomim and not to Yimimo. It doesn't make sense. Upon the Avisa Lili, there is an equation between what? Between Shabbos V'yomtev and what? Why it is so, I don't understand. What is the Rambam's Pshat? So according to the Rambam, it is certainly Shabbos V'yomtev is not, it doesn't constitute an Israel, but Shabbos V'yomtev is Ptuch. Lilo, why is Lilo an Israel? Shumarto, what does Shumarto exclude? Shmiras Gushas. Made it. Shumarto, how Polish? Shmiras Gushas. Like Gufnoki. like Bushnoki, like, and so forth, on, I mean, like Bushinanoki, I mean. All right, fine. Now, let me take a look at Tfilga Mitzvah Shazman Gromme, isn't it? Is it? As a matter of fact, not only Tfilga Mitzvah Shazman Gromme, Tfilga is the Mitzvah Shazman Gromme. This is the premise that all Mitzvah, because Tfilga was equated with what? Mistere? Mat Manti Eter Seshem Mefiro, Mat Mitzvah Zbecher Rebne Sechem, and since Tfilga Mitzvah Shazman Gromme, by analogy I say that what? All Mitzvah Shazman Gromme, Nashim Ptuas. Why is Tfilga Mitzvah Shazman Gromme? Because Lila loves Man Tfilga. And then, even if Lila's man tefillah, according to Ochash Mashkenaz, Shabbos Yom. Lila loves man tefillah, one can simply come up, is not so to say, and say, no, Lila loves man tefillah does not render the mitzvah mitzvah as man from it. Why? Because it's not ptur. No, what is it? It's a law, Lila is mufket am shmiras tefillah. And this has nothing to do with mitzvah as man from it. Mitzvah Shas Man Gromme means when the Chiyuv and Ptur, when the Chiyuv and Ptur are intermittent, so to say, come to an end and then they begin again. You understand me? But if there is no Ptur, all right, the Mitzvah Tefillah, I cannot be Mekayim Mitzvah Tefillah B'Laila, because Laila is Mufke from the Shemaot, and there is no Mitzvah Tefillah without the Shemaot, as one should not be Nei Kedushin Tefillah, of course there is no Mitzvah Tefillah. Mitzvah Tefillah, I mean, is only possible to, so to say, to fulfill when Kiva Mitzvah. It's Dushas Tfilin. Yes, but basically, there is no Ptur Tfilin. It's after a Dushas Tfilin. It's Shabbos V'Yontef, since it's a Ptur Tfilin, it's certainly Tfilin Mitzvah Shazman Gromme. So one may come forward and say, what about Rabbi Yisrael Luli? If Rabbi Yisrael Luli, Shabbos V'Yontef, and Lailo are equated with each other, they're identical. So both are not Pturin. Don't call it Pturin, but both are what? Mufkoin of Kedushas Tefillah. Why should Tefillah be considered a mitzvah seish as man gromme? And Tefillah mitzvah seish as man gromme according to everybody. There is not a single tame who should say that Tefillah is not a mitzvah seish as man gromme. Apparently, that of course of Kedushas Tefillah, since it cancels out the mitzvah. Not because of Ptur. Not because Chiyuv Gavre. Because it's impossible to mekayim the mitzvah, to fulfill the mitzvah, because there is a what? Because lack of Shmiras Tefillah renders the mitzvah a mitzvah seish, what? Shazman Gromme. We'll come later to this problem, but I wanted just to raise this problem. Quite possible that if it's Ptur, it's of course, it affects the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is considered to be what? A mitzvah Shazman Gromme. It's not Ptur. Basically, I'm not part of Tfilin B'Laila. But I cannot be the kind of mitzvah. Of course, I'm not the kind of mitzvah, I mean, it is, I'm not chayef. But the premise is, of course, Gushas Tfilin. So then I might say that Lila is not a mitzvah seishas man gromme. But the Gemara takes it for granted that Lila is a mitzvah seishas man gromme. And apparently it is a commonplace, not only according to Rabbi Akiva, but also at Tesva says that according to Rabbi Akiva, we cannot rule out Lila, but all we have to rule out is what? Now let us go back to what? To Shabbos and Sviyam Tim Shematz from Kuri Meis Tesva. Stop it. Only one Vrushayim. One Vrushayim is on Shabbos. I mean, Isomaloch. There is no other Vrushayim on Shabbos which would express itself to any halacha. But Isomaloch. We show us on Shabbos and Dreso. The Sasakom Moloch. You may show us on the Sasakom Moloch. Kibud Veinag on Shabbos. Perhaps it's all in the Rabbana. And the Haseyat Moloch is again like the Lava Moloch. But what about Yont? Yont has several Vrushayim. How many Vrushayim are there to Yont? Three, I already said. Three parshas which deal with Yont. Correct? Three parshas deal with Yont. Parshas Aneir, parshas what? Parshas Pirchas, Chumash HaKurim, what else? Erei. I mean, these three parshas represent three separate Vrushayim. Parshas Aneir, what Vrushayim? Isamuah. Mikrokeish. Parshas Aneir is Mikrokeish. Parshas Pirchas mainly, of course, Parshas Pirchas also mentions Mikrokeish. But mainly Parshas Pirchas was written for what? Parshas Re'ei. Parshas Re'ei. Mikrokeish, what they call it. Re'ei, Giga, and Sibir. Yeah, of course, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, would be included only in what Parshas? In Parshas Pirchas and Parshas Aneir. Because they were covered there. Parshas Re'ei doesn't mention Rosh Hashanah Kippur. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah Kippur has only two Kippur. One Kippur is a Yom. Gdusha Melochim, Gdusha Musaf. Of course, in Kippur, perhaps Gdusha Saint might be quite, it's quite possible that Gdusha Saint is constitutes one Gdusha in Kippur with Melochim. It's quite possible, but it's not our problem at present.
Shabbos Musaf is one Gdusha with
Melochim. Oh, yes, excuse me, Shabbos is two Gdusha story. You excuse me, you call my attention. The Shabbos Musaf. All you have to do is not ask me. That you just open the secretary and see whether Pinchas mentions Shabbos or doesn't mention. And since Pinchas mentions Shabbos, so I'm telling this Musa. Correct it, I made a mistake. Shabbos is endowed with two Gdushas. What Gdusha? Mikol Kedesh and Musa. Shall go on three Gdushas, Mitzvah. And the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, like Shabbos. Mikol Kedesh and what? Yeah. The question is, which Gdusha? And Yom Kippur, or even on Shabbos V'yontev, constitute the ace which relieves you at mitzvah still, which is a traitor at mitzvah still. This is the question. Of course, Rishonim will say that you lay tefillin on chametz, that you put on tefillin on chametz, have the problem answered to the... But so Musaf cannot constitute, nor mitzvah sorero cannot constitute, because Musaf and mitzvah sorero. Apply to Chalamed as well as to Shabbos, as to the Mikol Kedesh. It's only one Mikol Kedesh. Which one is the Mikol Kedesh? And since Mikol Kedesh and Chalamed, this Gdusha does not exist on Chalamed, because Bayim Orish Mikol Kedesh, Bayim Ashvi Mikol Kedesh, Bayim Orish Mikol Kedesh, Bayim Ashvi Mikol Kedesh, so Chalamed is Chayav and Tzion. Correct? Chalamed is Chayav and Tzion. But there's a long Gdusha which exempts you from Tfilin, which constitutes a pure Tfilin, is Mikol Kedesh. Yes, the Rishonim Upata, who say that Chalamed is proper with Mishnah Tfilin, so apparently what? It's not only Mikol Kedesh, but which one? Which one Gdusha is it? Mitzvah Zoregel. What is Mitzvah Zoregel? Which one is Mitzvah Zoregel? Can be either Musaf or Mitzvah Sarego. I mean, we don't know. They speak about Chometz and Sukkah. All right, I mean, yeah, Chometz Sukkah has nothing to do with Mikol Kedesh. So what heading Chometz Sukkah belong, I don't know. But anyway, it doesn't belong to Mikol Kedesh. What is the symbol and what's the proof? That Chometz and Sukkah. Anyway, there is no Mikol Kedesh. No Mikol Kedesh. But what is it? Either Gdushas Musafim, the Gdusha Pilchos, or what? Or Gdushas Mitzvah Sarek. Which is not taken. But if there is a Gdushas Musaf, and the Gdushas Musaf applies to the whole vessel, to the first day of Pesach, and to the last day of Pesach, and to the intermediate days, and to the days of Chalamet, and if Gdushas Musaf prevails, then Gdushas Musaf itself might remedy Mitzvah Tfilin. Chalamed is separate Gdusha. If it's a separate Gdusha, then Chalamed, Rishpen is a separate Gdushas Musaf. Because it's being connected with Mikol Kedesh. But here, the first day, what do you mean, the first day, I want you to know. What's the first day? Was three Gdushas? It's one Gdusha, finally. It's one Gdusha. One Gdusha is three aspects, correct? The aspect of Mikol Kedesh, the aspect of what? Of Musafim. As a matter of fact, in the Meir, the Musaf is mentioned. The craft and Mishra Hashem. What is Mishra Hashem in the Meir? The Gdusha is mentioned. And what? And Erei also, I mean. Mikol Kedesh is mentioned. Vayim Ashvir Esasko Melocha, Esasko Melocha. Basically, it's one Gdusha. But why do I call it three Gdushas? Because on Chalamed we see that one Gdusha is eliminated, the two are retained, correct? So, but the two Gdushas, but on the first day at Mikol Kedesh, all Gdushas merge into one. Into what Gdusha? You don't say Gdusha Shabbos V'yontev, or you say Gdusha Shabbos. The Kaddish is full of money, you don't say, 50 Gdushas. Into what? On Chalamed the Gdusha is incomplete, so to say. Gdushas Musav remains, and Mitzvah Sarego remains, Gdushas Mitzarego remains, each Gdusha is gone, so to say. It means the Gdusha is incomplete, basically, on Chalamed. Because the word Chalish Omeid, what does it mean Chalish Omeid? means that Gdusha is incomplete. It isn't one Gdusha is gone today. Not a question of three guests who are invited. I mean, one leaves and the other but to remain. I mean, stay on. It is actually, I mean, the Gdusha is incomplete. The Gdusha has, so to say, a threefold aspect. And Chalamed has only what? A twofold aspect. So by the Gdusha's Musaf, on the first day, on the Mikra Kedesh, constitute that one what? One identity with Mikra Kedesh. So then, even the Gdusha and Chalamed is incomplete. You understand me? So it's still capable of what? Of tattering him at Mitzvah Stil. So Chalamed, excuse me, Rish Cheder is a very Gdusha of such quality, of such essence, does not apply to you. Why, I don't know, but doesn't apply to you. What do you want to ask? Stop it now. Your Shabbos Reis is not the sitting in Sukkah. The Reis is the Gdusha Zayei. But what does Tesis want to express here? That Chalamei, the Gdusha Zayei, is basically identical with the Gdusha Zayei of what? On the first day. Because the mitzvahs which are prevalent on the first day are also, I mean, so to say, I mean, Nig, also obligating as well on Chalamei. What's the difference between Chalamei and the first day? What's the difference? It means Chalamei, the Gdusha is incomplete. And the first and the last day, the Gdusha is what? Complete. That's what Tesis means. Not Chometz. Chometz is only nothing else but a metaphor, but a symbol. It's not Chometz, nor is it Sukkah which patterns. What patterns? Gdushayim, the question of the Chalamed is a separate Gdushayim of Musaf, the Mitzvah Regel. The Chalamed would resemble what? Rishesh. Or Chalamed has a Gdushayim. The same Gdushayim as on the first day, but only with one distinction only. What? What distinction? That's what they say. Since we see that it's a Chomet, and they could have also quoted the Mitzvah Sarego, and so forth. In the Issa Chomet and Sukkah are prevalent in Chalamed. So, what are you told? It's not a separate Gdushayim, but the same Gdushayim. Yes, come. What is the ace? Mikra Kedesh, it means advocate, it's a complete Gdusha Zayim. The incomplete Gdusha Zayim depends upon what? Upon Mikra Kedesh. Aloch the Maisa, Machlik is the Mechaber and the Ramo. And the Ramo. Of course, I mean, it would be advisable, certainly, of course, against the Ramo, but not to say a broche at least, not to say a broche, until Sarah. Because the broche that Ramo said, it's the Rosh, basically. The Rosh said at the beginning it didn't play it for Chalamed. But then he became convinced that the Dishit is wrong and he began to lay it for Chalamed to put on film in the prophet. No. But basically, since so many communities, so many Jews don't play it for Chalamed, I don't think in terms of American Jews. The American Jews don't play it for Chalamed, we seem to have laziness. But for instance, Alojo didn't play it for Chalamed. Between yeshivas don't play tefillah for me, chassidim don't play tefillah for me. So tefillah, basically, I'll be frank with you, to me chassidim have no criteria in that. For a simple reason, many a time they did just, but in order to be different from the misnahdi, you see that kesher shal tefillah, so yeah, we have the kesher shal tefillah, what do we have? We'll start it, yes. Chassidim and chassidim have it on top, shem and chassidim have it on top. Sure. Many tzion have the kashas ayar on top. Many tzion. Many have, but they wind it to the opposite direction. But there are many tzion who simply make it feel like the Gaza, by the Bala Moya, of course. Anyway, yes, yeah, some like the Gaza, the Shishit Gaza. Anyway, there are many tzion. Among them, the Alach Eden, you see. So a broche, I wouldn't say a broche, I would recommend not to make a broche. But however, with regard to Mitzvah Stil itself, I wish I had made my opinion, so to say. I told you many times, I expressed my opinion, not to follow the Rebbe, but to follow the Father. If the Father lays Stil Chalamein, it never changed. The Rebbe is no authority. The Rebbe is no authority in this regard. It's a Machlekes or a Shenim, believe me. If I hadn't been, because matter of fact, I don't like Tzion Chalamed because I was brought up like that. My father didn't play, grandfather, great grandfather, my lords never admitted anybody with children for a mayor to me. They could not enter the shul. Yeah, this is the going shul. The going shul, you couldn't enter for a mayor with children. You couldn't enter the shul with children. Going to Chosetz Kloise, in view, they never admitted anybody. They couldn't ask at all if you had children. Yes. All right, but it's a bit, they overdid it. Anyway, but because I was brought up like that, so I don't want to change. But, however... The Rebbe is no authority. The Rebbe is no authority in this regard. It's a machlekes Roshenim, believe me. If I hadn't been, because a matter of fact, I don't like Shulchan Aruch Rabbeinu because I was brought up like that. My father didn't like, grandfather, great-grandfather, my Lord, never admitted anybody with Shulchan Aruch Rabbeinu to me. They could not enter the shul. Yeah, it's the going shul. Going shul, you couldn't enter Aruch Rabbeinu with shul. You couldn't enter the shul with shul. Going to Chosetz Klois, in shul, they never admitted anybody. You couldn't doubt at all if you had shul. Yeah. All right, but it's they overdid it. Anyway, but because I was brought up like that, so I don't want to change. But however, who laid film before, put on film before, and a guy came to yeshiva and noticed Rosh Yeshiva, regardless what his feelings for the Rosh Yeshiva are, whether those of adoration or of, I would say, of contempt, you should not imitate the Rosh Yeshiva, you see. Should not imitate. And I would also say that if one, it happens, unfortunately it happens in America, if one has no home tradition, it happens quite often in America, let's be frank about it, you should like to work on it. But it's a speaker of the rice and speaker of the rice. To such an extent that there are more recommended the saying in the recital of the prophet. If one has no home tradition, unless he has a home tradition, not to let you have. In case of an absence, in the case in which a home tradition is absent, or on the contrary, a positive home tradition, you should let you have. This is because it's a machlekes Roshenim, and basically I have no reason to, so to say, to prefer one shit to another. Even I asked once, my father told me that he asked Reb Chaim, why doesn't he lay Tfilin Achal HaMeyed? Because of the Goyen, Reb Chaim said no. Not because of the Goyen, it's a machlekes Roshenim, I wouldn't have followed the Goyen for that. Because my opinion is that Achal HaMeyed is part of it. And he said like that, Achal HaMeyed, I'm just quoting him verbatim, Achal HaMeyed had dissolved the Kedusha Sayyid. Simernet Ahet HaMeloch Achal HaMeyed. I'll come to what Reb Chaim meant here. Simernet Ahet HaMeloch. Reb Chaim apparently referred to that, I'm just quoting him verbatim. Reb Chaim went so far to say that even the Kedushas of Mikrokeish, it's only a Het HaMeloch. I'll tell you why Reb Chaim said it. Anyway, but however, we don't have to accept everything Reb Chaim said, I mean, as the last Aloch. He cannot just eliminate all Roshenim. Chachmashkenaz, all of them, I mean, thought that's still about it. Anyway, okay. Comes out with the card from it. There is a machlekes Roshenim, the Ramban and Rashi. Rashi, not the Ramban and Tesis. The Chaviratam and Rashi. Whether Melocher Chalamed is Midaraisis or Melocher Melaches Ovud, or Mishenim Melaches Ovud, is Midaraisis, or Rolam and Rabach. Rashi in Chagige, what that is the Chagige of? Rashi would appear from Rashi Chagige that Issa Meloch HaChalamed is Midrash. The Ramban accepts Rashi's viewpoint without any reservations. This Issa Meloch HaChalamed is Midrash. The Rabbinatam disagrees, of course, and as usual, violently, and he says Issa Meloch HaChalamed is Midrash. Of course, Rashi Shite, prima facie, makes no sense. Why don't it make sense? It's Midrash. No, never mind Mikokedesh. Mikokedesh is a possible to whatever. You never disturb by a possible. Why is the Goron Mutter? Why is the Terech HaMed Mutter? Why is Kedei Parnassosim Mutter? I mean, it's Midrash, I mean, it's like Shabbos. So the answer is the Ramban says it. Basically, the Ramban says it. In Issa Meloche, there are two, the Pasuk, we have actually what, an Esse and a Leisese, right? A Leisese we have, Lesasako Meloche, and an Esse, Shabbos L'Hashem L'Kecho, Shabbos L'Hashem L'Kecho, or L'Man Yanuach, Chalameh certainly, Chalameh, the Leisese certainly doesn't apply to Chalameh. The Pasuk says, V'yim Ashvi Yimichal Kedesh, Lesasako Meloche. The Pasuk, specifically limits the love What to what? To Fresda and to Lazda, there's no doubt about it. But why their essence is that Shivas Yom Tochek Ladeshem Lekecho? So they think Shivas Yom Tochek Ladeshem Lekecho is involved not only what? Not only Chgige, but also, I mean, Yisom Meloche too. There is an essay of Yisom Meloche, but not a laser. It never occurred to Asher, or to the Rambam, to say, to maintain, that the one who does Meloche HaChalamet is what? Is what is Mutter? Is Eina Belah. Talk to him. Yisom Meloche. What is the essay? This is not a Yisr essay, basically. It's not a Yisr essay. What is the essay? It's not even a Nisr essay. What is the Chalamed? A Kiyum essay. If I don't do Meloche and Chalamed, I'm a Kiyum essay for Shivas Yom Tochek Lashem Lekecho. But the Chagamate is Shivas Yom. Chagamate Shivas Yom means also with regard to Mikra Kedesh, there is an essay. A Kiyum essay. So if I do Meloch HaChalamed, I don't violate an Yisr. This I mean, either to counter Ramban or to whom? To Rashi. But what? Not Kiyumes. So with regard to the question, the Ramban's Raya, that if there were a Yisr Meloch HaMidraise, how could the Chachomim allow it, what? Tavrohut and Tzerech HaMeid? So the Ramban uses the old formula. What's rather possible? Mosron lechachamim. Mosron lechachamim. Yeah. What does it mean? Mosron lechachamim. In regard to Allah, you cannot say mosron lechachamim. It means so. If there were, I want you to understand. I want you to understand very well what it means. I told you the Rambam says. The Rambam says that the Kiyum Esseh on Shabbos would not be fulfilled if a man is paralyzed and is bedridden and cannot do any melacha. Yes. That's the Rambam says, that's why they introduced Issa Muktzeh. In order to give an opportunity, even the Achim Azokin cannot do any of the Lametetz melachas to be Mekayim. Because Muktzeh can handle both. Since he can handle Muktzeh, he refrains from handling Muktzeh. But if one should not do Meloche for reasons that he's physically incapacitated, so then, of course, it will ask, is he Shema Shabbos or not? Did he fulfill Shmira Shabbos? So what will the answer be? What will the answer be? He fulfilled Shmira Shabbos, in your regard, there is no Issa. Either Issa Lav or Issa. But however, with reference to Kiyum Esseh, there is no Kiyum Esseh. Should be named the Muvdom Shah Yomim. And if it's not Muvdom Shah Yomim, this is what? No kimasa, no kimasa. This exactly. What pair did the Ram say that? And the Ram pair like what? Chopalef? Chopalef, all right. You can stop it now. That he's a mukta, he's a tiltful, is because he's a shoes of what? Of a tzoy. But it is, why is this a mukta also? Exactly what the Ramban says. The famous Ramban in the Meir. Everybody knows the Ramban. What's the Ramban in the Meir I'm referring to? The famous Ramban. He asked, how can one, to organize Shmira Shabbos Kilchoso if we should eliminate all Shus in the Rabbanon and reduce Shmira Shabbos to the Rises? So then he says, if the Ramban says, Achem v'ne Pesucho, Achem v'ne Pesucho, Achmus Pesucho, V'apeyalim Mechamrim Ache Achamerim, there is no Meloch in the Rises involved. V'achem v'ne'emeid u'makiv, many cases, so right, it does not lie down. U'makiv v'klikeach u'mecher, he made it, and he sells his wine and his oils, and still the Shema Shabbos got it. So the man needs a bottle of time, she begot the Sivatir of Shabbos, so Shabbos is rendered an absurdity. So what did the Ramban answer? Of course, outside the Lamedes Meloches, what is osir? Is nothing is osir if we apply to the law. But we apply to the Hefe, any Maisechel is osir. Any Maisechel. Why is Maisechel osir? Why is Maisechel osir? Why? Because if I engage in Maisechel, the Shmira Shabbos ain't on the cares, it's not conspicuous. I don't demonstrate Shmira Shabbos. So therein, Shabbos is not different, not unique. And the key message is that I make Shabbos a unique day. Move the Mashiach. That's an answer. The Tova Kalvachemer, Shleyeh Tutu the Shabbos, Katutu the Chil. Kadeshleyeh became Chil Benov. The Yovel Yachbia, what did Ram say, Lachbia? When the Sakhu killed him, the Pino, he'll carry Kelim from Tona to Tona. There is no Mukhtar Kelim. And the Bais to Bais, and the Sneha Bonim, if there'll be no Mukhtar, He can carry stones. I mean, Shabbos can be the busiest day, as Sunday is in America. The busiest day. And that's the Avonim created them. Sharing bottle, the Yeshiv, the Beisei, the Bakish Dobo, she is Sasekbein. Look for a habit. The Nimtso Shlei Shabbos. Sram says, the Nimtso Shlei Shabbos. He didn't do any meloche. Shlei Shabbos. The bottle atam, shenem abatere, to a man yonua. The Ram doesn't mean Tam. The Ram means, what does it mean here? The Etze, what he interprets the Etze, what did the Etze mean want us to do? What is required us? The Ma Yonuach. The Eid, she mixed us on, in on Balumnius, and of Tulin Kol Yimeyem, Gilat HaYolim, I mean, just people, I mean, the Yesh Rekores. Yesh Rekores means a simple Yiddish. Right here, she called Yimeyem and Shapes in the Mlocho, ויהיה מותר להליך ולדבר ולטלטל כשואר יורים נמצא שלי שובת שביסו אני קרס ונרם זה שלי שובת שביסו אני קרס בוא לשביס אני קרס מי שביסו אני קרס אז מי שביסו אני קרס אה? יש לו ספקי שביסה דיפרנט, יוניק סינגלה וניסי שבת שביסו אני קרס לפי כוח שביסו המדבורים האלה, היא שביסו השווה בכל עולם. This essay applies to חלמיית. That's all. שביסו הנקרת, את חלמיית should not become a ימחל. That's all. This is the only essay. The only essay which applies to חלמיית, that חלמיית should not become completely a ימחל. That's all. Here you say very well, what do you say very well? That מוסר הקוסר בפסום. You see, there are not melochis who were prohibited at Chalameyet. What was prohibited at Chalameyet? If meloch is prohibited, cannot be Mosna Kofel Chachamim. Because a meloch which is prohibited, you see, you saw what is it? It is circumscribed and defined the formula that meloch is shtei eises is osar, one eises muta with the eise. Dal damit is osar, shtei amit is muta. But if not a meloch is prohibited, what is prohibited? No, the same as Shmusim according to the Ramban and the Rambam, Shmusim and Mukte. If I violate Shmusim and Mukte, I do violate what? That same, but still, who defines the Shmusim and Mukte? Who defines our Shmusim and Mukte? The Rabbanon? Because not Melochis were, I mean, excused here, but what was Melochis? The character of the day, the character of the appearance of the day. So which melochis render the day a yimchel, which ones don't render the day a yimchel, which melochis, even if they are performed, I mean, still the day retains what? Its unique character of shvise. So this is Moshe Nakos of the Chachom. So only this essay, but not Isur essay. So basically, what is the Israel that Chalameyet should not become? What should not become? Oh. Of course, if I do Melecha Sheni Dover Ovud, so by doing Melecha Sheni Dover Ovud, I render Chalameyet what? Ayincho. This exactly. So there is a Kedushas Hayim at Melecha Chalameyet. But not a Kedushas Hayim which what would enjoin us from Asiyas Melecha as such. Melecha as such is, even if the day is not rendered Ayincho. But Meloch is also. But here not Meloch is also a Chalameyed, no what is also a Chalameyed? Dalman Yonuah, the Yemchol, should not become, you should not turn into Yemchol. You understand? So, but still, this also requires dushayim. If there's no dushayim at Meloche, so apparently one aspect of Meloche shouldn't become an inchil, according to Ramban, what? And to Rashi exists, on Chalameh. So according to Ramban and Rashi, there is a difference between Rabbi and Chalameh, they should not make sure. Why Chalameh? Because with regard to some aspect, to a part aspect of Meloche, Chalameh is still what? Is a mikrokiddush. That's exactly what Rab Chaim said. So Rab Chaim said, after all, it's one kedushas hayeim, iso meloche, iso lav, eyim chol. It means that the kedushas hayeim applies to chalameid in full, af meloche. But with regard to iso meloche, there is a special heter for chalameid, and yim chol, there is no heter. Yim chol wasn't excluded. It means that Rab Chaim interpreted Ramban and Rashi. Is the Kedushas Hayeim of Chalameh that Meloche also, I mean, the days and doubt, I say, filled with the Kedushas Hayeim. Has Kedushas Hayeim, you understand me? But what only, what is Chalameh only? Why is Chalameh unique? Heta Meloche. Because Reb Chaim could not discriminate between the Kedushas Hayeim of the Hesse, of the Kiyum Hesse, and the Kedushas Hayeim of the Issa. It's hard to say the Kedushas Hayeim of the Issa Meloche. Does that apply to Chalameh? And the Kedushas Hayeim of what? Of Kiyum Meloche applies. According to Reb Chaim, the full Kedushas Hayeim applies. There is only there before Meloche there was a heter, and for the Imchel, the heter was not for me. All right? Anyway, this is Chalameh, the business. Okay, now let us... If it's small fuel, the whole filler lies on the bus of the hair. If you have large fuel, so anywhere, I mean, the fuel, part of the fuel on the bus of the hair. The edges, I mean, simply stick out. The edges stick out. So apparently, of course, there was a hiddur among Dili Israel not to make the fuel too large, but there wasn't a special, I mean, I've never seen that you should specially require the tefillah, a small tefillah, in order that the whole tefillah should fit under the bosar tefer. It's apparently the central thought of tefillah is on the bosar tefer. It means atzmei sholyad. All right, we'll come later. That's all right, no? Depends upon the machlekes of Teisves and the Mordechai. According to Teisves, the Mordechai one is difficult because Teisves is late pligge. So it means that if he has no four arem, he certainly laid the tefillah on his arem and can make say a broche. The question is only, did any what who has no zrei at all, no arem at all, whether he should lay the tefillah on what on the right arm. Then this is like a shame. But whether a gidei who has arem, the arem is the four arem is lacking. He lacks the four, and why shouldn't the lady the broche? Apparently, Ramon interprets Gideon like Teisves, but he does not accept the viewpoint of the late Pligge, but he thinks though the one who douses Yotcho for Smoil, in general for Smoil, so does not include Gideon in Mitzvah still. So Gideon has half an arem, or the arem without the four arem, is potter of what? A potter of Mitzvah still. This is difficult. Basically, the Tanoim of Pater Gideon of Tfilin refer to what a Gideon? To complete Gideon. And the Halacha is, what is the Machlekes of Tanoim in Sifri? Whether or not he's allowed to lay Tfilin on the right arm. But if the left arm, half of the left arm is present, so to say, retained, so there is no reason why you should remove him of Mitzvah Tfilin. But according to Moses, Rabbi Yisai Mer Yotcho L'Rabbis is a Gideim. It means that Tanakame, who uses Yotcho for something else, thinks that Gideim is Potter of Tfilin, not a complete Gideim, but in him, a partial Gideim, a Chatzir Yad. This is the Goyen speaks about. The Goyen accept the Mordechai's viewpoint. That Gideim who is Potter is only... If there is no Zrei, he is Potter of Lonir Tfilin on the right hand. But Gideim has a Chos Zrei, he can lay Tfilin with the Brochet. All right. Okay.
Aminig Anochem,
there is no problem at all. The Machlekes in the Tanoim is not the Yesh Lezreya. Over Lezreya. All right.
Hello,
you said the secret question of Shannon.
Rabbi
Yosef Yom, and Tino Shiaf, you mean Koruyat.
Who came
out on the Lomi Yotko, Mahat Lomi Yotkin,
and
she
knows
to be a man. It is the same price. The price is fixed at Gideon in Menoches. The free speaks at Gideon where? In the free. I mean, the speak at Gideon is the free. Why should I say that Gideon has two different minutes? Meaning apparently Gideon means Ezra, but at Gideon she has Ezra. Basically, it says the lengthening. It means the late for the face means the late to get that if Yeshua is Raya, it's higher. Basically, there's no question, it's the only question of interpretation. Allah the Maisa takes agrees with the Mogra of Rome that if Yeshua is Raya is high with you, but if Ezra is Raya is party. This will depend upon the Machlaki Satanoi and Sifri. All right, continue. If Yeshua is Raya, it's high with you. אין לזריה מחלק את הנועים אלא רשות לאי תפיר על הוואט? אימי. גם עוד אברום את הדיפרנט. אם יש לזריה up to the elbow, אין לזריה up to the elbow, but he has, but he has this arm, שודן המחלק את הנועים ואלא רשות לאי, אימי. But if אין לזריה completely, he don't have to lay אימי. Why? So the answer is like that. If he thinks, תרומושה, the question that I was involved, if the מגרב אברום thinks, that if they has no left hand, Shimon is transferred to the right hand, why if he has no Zreya at all, why shouldn't be transferred to the right hand? If you think that Zreya cannot be transferred to the right hand, so why if he has only the Aaron, why should he lay Shimon on the right hand? Let him lay Shimon on the left. So the Rambo says, the Magavram says, no, the left hand, he cannot lay Shimon on the left, because there is no Yad. If there is no Yad, there is no difference between the case in which the whole arm was amputated, or the case in which what? Or half of the arm was amputated. If you, in case of half of the arm, you say that Phil should be laid where? Well, why shouldn't you say that Phil should be laid on the right hand, either on the what? So what is the answer, Aaron? Exactly. He thinks like that. There are two problems. There is a Ptul Gavre, and there is a question of the Hefti. How do I make kind of mitzvah? What Hefti? Gideim, it means if he has no Zreya at all, it means he has no hand. A man without a left hand is potom in a mitzvah. Not he has no place where to put up. He has no Hefti which he can employ for Kima mitzvah. He's potom in a mitzvah. If potom in a mitzvah, doesn't have to lay it film on his right hand. But Gideim, who has a hand, has an arm, is not potom in a mitzvah. No, what? But what? But still, for linyan anochas pilu, linyan anochas pilu, half a hand is not a kin anoche. Perhaps it's a loche in anochas pilu, perhaps it's a loche in ritzuyas, so you don't know. It's quite possible that ritzuyas should wind around the arem, and since I have no arem, the ritzuyas can't wind around. Oh, yotcho is a chetzef mitzvah, means what? Means a perfect hand. If the hand is half amputated, if half of the hand is amputated, it was, there is no chetzef. But the gavre, since he has a chotziyad, he's high and filled. So what is the solution to that problem? Basically, Gideon, if he lacks completely his hand, would also, if it were a question of chetzef of tefillin, of chetzef shoyad, he could transfer the tefillin from Shmuel to Yemin. The trouble is that Gideon, a complete Gideon, is potter, so he doesn't have to transfer. But half a Gideon, so to say, is high and tefillin, but he lacks was, then the instrument, how to make kind to, how to fulfill the skill. So he uses what instead of the left hand, the right hand. All right, let's continue. How many sheets do we have in Gideon? Three sheets. One sheet is what? Gideon a half hand, raised feel on the hand, a crippled hand. Without hand doesn't play at all. Huh? Secondly, Gideon with a half hand. I mean? Without hand, what I understand is she hits Magavram. What I say is that there are more in the happy hand. It's potter completely. Potter because they're suffering. But it means it's potter completely. Base, yeah, but base. Oh my God, you need cash to fill up on your early base. So she ain't a Milo. She thinks she you, you throw a Milo, but a little matter. Is Rashi interpreted, it applies to what? It refers to what? No. Shorosh. What does Mila Milo would else mean? Right here. Right here. Yeah, but it's called ends. Right here. Right here. Not a matter If the Israelis are loose, the cashier just to push down under them.
Yes.
Oh. What is it? I want to send to Russia. Actually, Russia requires, because what it is, up to here is still Reish. Yes? And Tzavor, down, is Tzavor. Beyond the joint is Tzavor. So actually, Tzavor is Russia, the Tzavor should be Bein and Echo, and the Kesher should be right here, on the Kesher. So both the Kesher and Tzavor, Mitzvah Sanoche, Tzavor from Kesher and back, Al Reishko. Bein and Echo means Al Reishko. Here is Mokim Shemeche Shaltine Kreves, the Kesher should be right here. Exactly this Rashi. And if actually the Kesher was pushed down, lose Retzuyah, is there not the Kaimit Tzavor? Is this the Akev Benele? Like all the Rashi, it's all Alech Atchile. Because if you don't stand, they should throw a Malo, no matter, would appear that there is no Mokim Tzavor for Kesher with regard to the Etzem Mitzvah. It's only Alech Atchile. It's only Ahidah. That's it. But again, the Tzor Sheikah Lapi Pnim, G'day Shiyu Yisroel Efonim V'Leilochem. What does it mean, Lapi Pnim? Rashi's Pshat, you don't understand. The Rosh already said, he doesn't understand Rashi's Pshat. Lapi Pnim, says Rashi, what did Rashi say? Shiyi HaKesha Medifnim, V'Aneishol Dalas M'Bachutz. We don't understand, the Kesher and the Dalet is the same and identical. You mean the Dalet means the black part, of course. I mean, it's Alochen Ritzuyah Slower.
Because
it has these teachers. This is the Rosh Hashanah, Kesher Adalet HaRechavim. Anyway, the Kesher should not be turned around. Should not be upside down, but I mean, the Dalet should be seen. This is Rashi's Pshat. It refers to what? What does it refer to? Shorosh. And this halacha not always regard to Kesher, and Yei Lachutz. And Retzuyah should make it turn upside down. The Retzuyah should have the black side. Yes, the black side outside. Oh, black side, okay. So, who interpreted it with regard to Tfilu Shal Yad? The Rav Amram Goyen. This is a Rosh quote in the name of Rav Amram Goyen. They interpret it as Tfilu Shal Yad. So what does it mean, Kesher Lechutz? What does it mean, Kesher Lamalo Lelamato? Kesher Lamalo Lelamato, what is it? What's Lamalo Lelamato? It means what? When it means Lamato, it should be close to Shalyat. To Shalyat. It should not be pushed down right here. You see, you have Shalyat, you can push down the Kesher, you have every, let someone bring in a few Shalyat, bring it across here. Kesher Tfilo Shal Yad Letzad Aleiv V'Tfilo Letzad Chutz. This is Lefonim V'Leinoch. Lefonim V'Leinoch. Kli Lefonim. Where should the Yud be? Where should the Yud be? Here. And this Yosef says, I don't know the minute. But basically, in my opinion, it's not a minute. In my opinion, it's more than a minute. But the question is whether Kesher should be right here or the Kesher should be here. It might actually affect the whole halacha of Kesher Tfilah halacha Meshi Mesinai. In Shel Rosh, the Kesher Tfilah halacha Meshi Mesinai, you understand what it is. But without the Kesher, we can simply put down. This is the Kesher is right there. The Kesher basically has nothing to do. He actually holds the Tfilah together. Right? Otherwise, I mean, the Tfilah would fall apart. In Tfilah Shel Yad, of course, I mean, in Tfilah Shel Yad, the Kesher makes it possible. The Kesher makes it possible for the Tfilah, for us to tighten the Tfilah. Otherwise, without the Kesher, there wouldn't be this, you double up here, you see, and you put through, I mean, the Ritzuyah. What holds, I mean, these two Ritzuyah, I mean, this, you doubled up. And how do you hold it? How do you hold this? The Kesher, all right, yes. But apparently, the summary Shenim, it's not enough. The Kesher should be. Should be Mipnim, it means something else. Not only that the Kesher should help the Hiduk, like that, you understand me? But the Kesher should keep the Tfilah in place. The Kesher should keep the Tfilah in place. Because if you have the Kesher right neck down to the Tfilah, next to the Tfilah, The tefillah should be more to the leif, little inclined to the heart. Yes, correct. But if the tefillah should be here, the apostle would be anoche shleim kima. The kima is right here. So, what holds the tefillah actually? They should not be pushed down. The kesher. The kesher. If the kesher is not here, all right. That's all. I mean, for the hiduk will be all right. As far as the hiduk. The hiduk would hold, but the tefillah could go down. The kesher of tefillah, there should be a kesher tefillah b'shas anoche. You know, the kesher not just there should be a kesher and retzuis. I want you to understand, it's not a kesher and retzuis. It's a kesher b'shas anoche, like tefillah shorosh. What kind of a kesher b'shas anoche is it? Should accomplish two things. First of all, the hiduk should be made possible. Secondly, what? So for this. The kesher should be lifnim in a leif, and also more, the kesher should be close to what? To the tefillah. Because if the kesher is away from the kesher does not fulfill its function, because the tefillah should be right here. The tefillah should be right here. Okay, no. Oh. Okay, hold it. Okay. Okay, Captain stopped me to put it through along the Retzue, that's the slide, all the way down. If you have the kesher right here, you see right here you have the kesher? Nothing. The kesher makes it feel stay in what? In the proper place. This is what the Gemara says, Retzad Alev. That tefillah of tzadchut, who shall make tozus hayat hayud shall akesher etzvila. What about a moyer shite? But a moyer shite is the same shite. But about a moyer thinks like that, you see. Since the mitzvah is lahateis alayv, you see, the kesher can stop the tefillah from sliding down either way, either this way or the other way. This is the machlekes roshenim. So some roshenim think since the mitzvah is lahateis alayv. We have this already, so what should the kesher fulfill? The hatoyah should not be exaggerated, and actually the tzad aleif should be what? The hatoyah, I mean, the inclination to the tzad aleif should be limited. And what restricts the hatoyah tzad aleif? The kesher. The balamoyah thinks the other way around. Since there is a mitzvah, hatoyah tzad aleif. So the kesher should stop the tefillah the other way around. So basically, the question is, what should the kesher do? Since there is a mitzvah hatoyah tzadalei. So the job of the kesher, the task of the kesher, is what to do? What to do?
Stop it from going
too far. Too far? Because I have to be a matter of tzadalei. I have to incline. The tefillah should be inclined toward what? Slant it a little bit to a tzadalei. So this is the kesher tefillah should be the slant, should not be avadah. Or on the contrary, there is a need for slanting the tefillah to tzadalei, so there is no need for kesher. The kesher should guard the tefillah, you see, on the other side, the tefillah should not go the other way around. Whether it is me'akev or any me'akev, I don't know. In the Gemara it would appear it is me'akev, but I don't know. But it's in the Kshiras Tfilin, Alohe. In the Kshiras Tfilin, that the Kesher should play a double role. First, what? In Shalrosh, the Kesher plays only one role. What the one function? What was? The Hiduk. Otherwise, I mean, yeah, basically, it's also, I mean, yes. Basically, you can move the Tfilin around without moving the Kesher. The Kesher does not keep the Tfilin in place. There were two functions assigned to the kesher. First of all, to make the hiduk possible. This is the upshatam according to Rabbi Natan. Secondly, what else? To keep it still in place. The question, what place? It should not be slanted too much in Saralei, but on the contrary, it should not move in the opposite direction. All right? Very important. The idea of the with regard to this. And responsible for all the troubles is Rashi. Rashi will talk about it. It just satisfies myself. They also now based on Kulei Shalei are as a Derech HaChitzenim. Derech HaChitzenim, who are the HaChitzenim? We don't know. We don't know if it's in him. In Kabbalah, it's in him, man, this is Rache. But here, it's in him, is people who are on the outside. But anyway, people who don't follow Talmid Chacham. Yeah. Why? What is Ankule? It's Ankule, Rashi interprets, Ankule, Rashi interprets on his sleeve. He does not roll out the sleeve, but he puts Vil on the sleeve. On the sleeve is Chitze. Yeah? You buy there Chitzenim? I don't probably, people, probably ignorant people used to do it. They used to put the Vil on the sleeve. So the Rashi, why? What's bad about it? How is it there Chitzenim? The Bina L'chole is V'lei L'Acherim. If you put on your arm, you put it up with the sleeve, so the chole is a fair mess. Oh, but if you don't put, if you put on the sleeve, it's the chole is not a fair mess. The chole is a fair mess. In a cash, we'll come to it. So it would appear, I mean, if I'm a fact here, it would appear, the brush requires that Tfilah Shoyad should be covered up. If Tfilah Shoyad is not covered up, there is no mitzvah. The Chole is, the Leila Achirim is, he's Mechakev, and it doesn't mean just, the Chole is, does not mean just if, I mean, the King Tfilah was singled out, but actually, if Tfilah Shoyad is exposed, there is no mitzvah. This would appear, prima facie. The Gemara Menoches is not like that. The Gemara Menoches with regard to Rabase, says, Rabchia and Rababe, pray the Rabchia is a Mechab Monach, Rabasa, the Yosef Kamed Ameima, Abitzirye Beyode, he had a bandage on, it was a wound. They called Mischazian Tfilin, and the Tfilin was exposed. Omale lesova lochmar lecholeis velelacherem leis. Omale den kein lecholeis itmar. So what did Rabbas answer him? It's only a question if you just signify the place where it's possible to hide. But there is no requirement, no need to what? To cover up the field. No. It's not lecholeis, lecherem leis, it's just a technical expression, a technical reference to what? To Kiberes, nothing else. He says, no, but doesn't mean anything. Whether you should hide it through, cover up it through or not, or expose it through. So what does Rashi say? If I put fuel on the what? On the sleeve is what? Is the veins of mitzvah. So what is the answer of Rashi? What is the answer of Rashi? And there's something else you can put on a second sleeve. In the Rarach, and you'll see Magavro, that Elot bows it pretty soon, Magavro. But what is the answer, the simple answer for Rashi? That basically Rashi also thinks in terms of Chitze. But Rashi did not know that Chitze applies to it. Rashi didn't know that Chitze applies to it. I told you, when does Chitze apply? Where is Chitze? I raised this question already last time. When, in what cases does Chitze apply, and in what cases does Chitze apply? I told you in regard to whether there's a machlekes machine, whether Chitze applies or not. What's the machlekes? Well, Kachten, you should do a mice in a kiche, or the Kachten is? Not only the tefillah should be your arm. Your arm, what is only your arm? The instrument of your mice? Or in the Zawase, or what you call Atzme Shalodom, or Atzme Shalkein, Atzme Shalodom. The tefillah should be, the lure should be in your arm. What, for instance, my arm is covered up. Or I have tefillah in my arm. I do the mindset, but what do I lack? Atzme Shalyah, but Atzme Shalyah. In Avedah itself, the Klishoris, for instance, well, I'll give you an example, for instance. Reb Chaim, you can look up in the Klishoris himself in the Sefer. Reb Chaim says, he actually belongs to the criterion. Whether Chitze passes in Avedah or not, so the criterion is as follows. Wherever Avedah needs Yemin, Reb Chaim says, Chitze passes. If Avedah does not need Yemin, Chitze doesn't pass. For instance, Avedah Seloche is kosher this man. All Avedahs require Yemin. There is a separate exhaust accustomed for Avedah Seloche. In Loche Sadam, in Spiach, in Loche Sakteres, in Loche. that smell is kosher for a simple reason, because the King Godel used to take the machte apteres, the kteres, kap apteres, the smell. So since the kteres has allowed the King Godel to carry the kteres to the kotch kosher in Kippur, what? The smell, so aloha the smell is kosher. Aloha smell is kosher. So the Rambam passed that chitze the smell, that if I should carry the bozach means where the kteres is, kele, the sech kele, is kosher. So all the Chayim ask why is kosher? So Reb Chaim says, since Kteres, Aloche, is singled out, and Aloche is made of what? Is kosher, so you don't need Atzmishal Kain. Atzmishal Kain, you require only what? But of course, if Zahar would carry the Kteres, it would be possible Aloche. So you need Maisek Kain, Avedas Kain, Aloche is Avede. Before Shchite, Kabole, Aloche is Rike. It's the four Maisek. The Shchite doesn't require a Kain. But Aloche certainly requires a Kain. Aloche is Psulo. Aloche is Lebe Rekul is Psulo. But still it requires Avedas Kain. But what does it require? Zrika requires Atzmishal Kain. Kabole requires Atzmishal Kain. If I should put Kele Besech Kele Le Kabole Zadam, is a question, it's possible the Kabbalah. But in Loche is a Vede, you require Maise Kain, of course, but what don't you require? Atzmishal Kain. The question about Phil. What about Phil? Phil in a Loche, I should do the Kshartom. And the Phil should be on me. It should be on me. What means I should carry the Phil. But there is no aloha that the yad should be atzmo shel yad. Or in film you require atzmo shel yad. This is the question. So Rashi apparently thinks that with regard to Rosh, that's what Rishonim, the Rashbo wants to derive from Rashi. That with regard to Rosh, there is no need for atzmo shel Rosh. And with regard to yad, there is aloha at atzmo shel yad. How does Rashi know that? Rosh only, but if you still have Rosh, it shouldn't be Allah Rosh. But what should it be? The Rosh should carry. It means I should do a Maiseh. A Maiseh, a Siyas Tfilah, a Bayas Tfilah Allah Rosh. Actually, I am not a Chefze. Basically, if you don't need Atzmishal Yad, I am not a Chefze, but what am I? I'm a Gavre. I act like a Gavre. It means I act like a Gavre, you see? I told you, in Mitzvah sometimes Chefze and Gavre. My role is not a passive role, but what is my role? What is the active role? The Kshira understand. What is the active role? Carrying it through itself. The Hoya does not mean just I become a Chefze. A passive Chefze, on which Tfil are to be found. No, what does it mean? Carry. To carry a Gavre is a Gavre. The role is a Gavre. There is no Chefze. The Odom does not become a Chefze with regard to Tfil. He's always, what is he? With regard to Tfil? A Gavre. If it's a Gavre, does it make any difference whether I carry the Tfil directly on the Rosh, the Mabar to the tour attaches my skin and my hair over my skull, or I have a thin little yarmulke, I put it on the yarmulke. I carry it too. This is the question. But if the Gavre becomes a Chefze, then is Atzmishal Gavre required. This is no Eloche. Eloche the Kain had required Atzmishal Kain. What is required only? Gavre Shal Kain. The question in film, what is the mitzvah still? In the film, you divide it into Gavre and Chefze. There are the Gavre and related film, but Avaya said film is the Kain of mitzvah without Maise. What just the fact that the film are to be found in my range. No Eloche Shomo. Then you require Atzmishal Odom. Or Tfil is Gavre, then you don't require Atzmishal Odom. What do you require? Pulas Odom, Maise Odom. Maise Odom. What does Rashi say? The way the Rashbo interpreted Rashi. What did Rashi? Rashi had this problem before his eyes. What did he say? Hey, Rashi, finally, what did he say? How did he solve this problem? All right, do it. Come on. Atzmishal Yad. Shorosh. How did Rashi explain it? Voyal Achole is Lacher and Leiz doesn't mean that Tfil should not be exposed. The Tfil should be in an intimate place. What does an intimate place mean? Directly on your body. This means. That's all. Kiteres, it's only placing, like the Gemara says, Mekei Tfil. Lachole is Lacher and Leiz denotes only what the place of Tfil. Not only the place of Tfil here. Two things, the place of fuel is in the Kiperes. Secondly, what does it denote, as Ravasi said? Atzmishal Kain. if it were in the very pot, that fuel and the sleeve are good, then I couldn't call the kiberes lechola is lacherma is, because what difference is between the head and my arm? Since the Torah called the kiberes lechola is lacherma is, apparently the Torah required of me. What is it require? What is it require? But if I don't cover up, this is the story of Rav Asse, that Rav Asse said, it's kosher b'levin. But in Tibet, what did Rav Asse say? So what is the answer, Rav Asse? He answered very, very...
Mokin.
What is Mokin? Kiberes. Rashi adds only two words, Kiberes and what else? And Atzmo Shol Kiberes, that's all. This Rashi, that's Rashi. Based upon the Rashi, that's where the Mogavrom made his big mistake. The Ramos, the Mogavrom said, the Rashi is only also if I put it on the sleeve, but if I put it on a bandage, he's even a contra Rashi. You see, Mogavrom did not interpret Rashi in terms of Chitze. He interpreted Rashi actually, Lechola is Lacherem is. He's on the sleeve, but even if I cover up, it is still Lechola is Lacherem is. Because many times I don't cover up the sleeve. It's crazy to cover up the sleeve. If I put on the sleeve, but if I put on a bandage, sling, there I go. It's customary to cover up a bandage, then Rashi wouldn't object. So according to the Mogavrom, it's a loche of lecholeis lelacherem leis. But actually, as I interpret to you, I mean, it doesn't matter whether the tefillin is put on a bandage or put on a sleeve. But Rashi requires, what does Rashi require? Atzmo Shel Meneach. And of course, Shel Rosh, see Shel Rosh, there is no gzeiras hakos lecholeis. On the contrary, Rok Lamoritz Kshiva Shemenikra Lecho V'yorum Meneko, so Chitze doesn't pass. So if this is the case, it's interesting. If this is the case, according to Rashi, if you ask what is the role of the Gavre, how will you define the role of the Gavre with regard to Mitzvah Tefillin? Is it an active role or a passive role? Or in our language, now the camera will say, is it the assignment to a Gavre? Or what is given to him, an assignment of a chefze? It is a sheval tarte, or a kumbase, always a kumbase. Or it is beginning a kumbase, and then it winds up in a sheval tarte. What did you answer? Shel yad is gavre de kshire, and then later, chefze. Shel rosh? This would fit in beautifully with Shitas Rabbi Neshimshi. What does Rabbi Neshimshi say? Shel Rosh is what? Shel Yad is what? Ukshartum. What is Shel Yad Ukshartum? Shel Rosh, what is? Vayim. Shel Yad Ukshartum, remove the tefillin. That means Ukshartum and it should stay. What kind of a kiyum is it? What kind of a kiyum is it? What kind of a kiyum is it?
Putting it on your hand.
And the fact that it is later, it's also a kiyum kshire. So then you can say the kiyum kshire is what? Is maise, and later I become the chetze. But not to become a chetze, I have to do a maise. So the kshire is the maise, and later my hand becomes what? The chetze. But shel rosh, what is shel rosh only? The violet it tafes ben alecho. If we should say that rosh is also what? There is no Maisek Shire, no only Vohoyo. So if the Rosh is later only a Chetze, so there is no Maisek Mitzvah in Shel Rosh. So apparently in Shel Rosh, so the Rashi says, in Shel Rosh is not only the beginning is Maisek, but what is Maisek in Shel Rosh? The carrying that field is not. But anyway, let's forget about Rabbi Shimon. According to Rashi, you can discriminate between Tfilu Shel Yad and Tfilu Shel Rosh. Tfilu Shel Yad is what? Is Maisek Shire is Gabre, the Anoche's Tfilin, the Havaya's Tfilin was, is Chetze. Shel Rosh is the Havaya, the Kshire plus the Havaya, what?
Gabre.
The difference will be, you know what the difference will be? With regard to Broche. If I had Tfilin Shel Yad before, before Amud HaShachar, before Amud HaShachar, with Tfilin Shel Rosh. According to Rashi, Tfilin Shel Yad, Yadai is Chefze. A bracha cannot be said if the Kima Mitzvah in a passive manner, a Sheval Tansi. What do I have to do? Memashmish. But a Tfilin Shel Rosh, the Tfilin Shel Rosh is Yadai itself, is not better as Chefze. No, what is Yadai itself? Better as Gavre, then I don't need Mishmish according to Rashi perhaps. Enough, I say the bracha and it's feeling around. Why? Because the caring of the tefillah itself, you know, I say. The Kerenelo raised the question, why they have been mashish by him? Why the fact that I wear the tefillah is not sufficient enough, not sufficient to what? To make a bracha. Anyway, and it says, I mean, to persist in a certain state is a mase. He quotes the Ram, Machlekes the Ram and Teisves. For instance, if a Muslim finds himself where came the Elamez, whether it's Alav Shiesh or Maiz, Alav Shem or Maiz. According to many Rishenim, the fact that it persists, I mean, in a certain state, is a Maiz itself. And I mean, you cannot compare, but the question of the Keren Eiro should be resolved according to Rashi, not just uniformly, but in a manner which would distinguish between Tfilin Shel Yad and Tfilin Shel Rosh. Tfilin Shel Yad, I would say, is the further, I mean, the fact that the film continued to be a Mayarim. No Maaseh Mitzvah is involved, why? Because it is Chefze, and what? Tfilin Shel Yad, Tfilin Shel Rosh, since Chefze is kosher. So the man doesn't become Chefze. No, what is he? The carrying of Tfilin. So then you don't need Mishmash. This is Shitas Rashi. Of course. The Machaber disagreed violently. Leyeda Vachetze Ben Tfilin Lipsoi. And the Goyen takes up the Amir Machaber and he agrees. Leishne, what does it say? Leishne. Uktir Shavosh Mishum Chitze. Dleke Pir, he first of all cuts out Rashi, the way Lachol Eis Achir Leis. The Gemara says that Kianim Gdinim cannot put what their tefillin under the big dekuna here. Because they cannot put the tefillin underneath the big dekuna, the Kianim, because the Bihazite, the big dekuna. Sorry, they cannot put the tefillin under the big dekuna. So Rashi says, well, the whole is like Hiram Leis. The Goyen says there is no need for Hiram Leis, the whole Leis. But the Shuch Tite. Basically, the Goyen doesn't differ from Rashi. Rashi also meant Tite. But Rashi was the question, how do I know that what? That Chitze passes all right, no? The Purusha Mamino? If according to Rashi, I mean, Solo, the Chola is a Chirle, so Shul Rosh shouldn't be passed, yeah? Right, no? Yeah, Elo, Ba'atam, Mishum Dechsiv Al Yodecho, Ben Enecho, Al Yodcho, Shulayei Chitze, Skimei Shikosav, Bil Dekure. If the Goyen takes it for granted that in Tfilu there are two mitzvahs, two chalitzim. In both, Shel Rosh and Shel Yad. What is Shel Yad? Maaseh Kshirim, what else later, what is later? There is no Maaseh Mitzvah anymore. There is Kima Mitzvah by what? By being what? Achetze Shel Mitzvah? And what else? And this is Rashi is Kshirim, the Goyen doesn't Kshirim. And any Chetze is necessary, then you require, what do you require? After the Ritzui comes out, it's displayed right here too. So the law is Lachirim Leis. So apparently, so Ritzui is, so what is the, there can be two interpretations can be applied to this halacha. The Rashbo has a suffix, Rashbo doesn't know. The Ramo takes it for granted, the Rashbo in the Tshuves, Tov Chavov, has a suffix, whether it applies to Ritzui or not. Basically, we are trying our best. Of course, if one has a bandage you cannot remove, I make it. But if it's possibility to remove, and particularly you see, I mean, the bandage is right here, so the Ritzui here is all right, it's perhaps enough. But anyway, if the whole hand is bent, it's possible to remove you. The advice to remove it. If not, I mean, you can rely on the Rambam. But anyway, what is logically the problem of Ritzuris? There can be two-way interpretation and two-way approach, a double approach to Ritzuris. One, perhaps Ritzuris is going no mitzvah for nocher. There is no mitzvah for nocher tefillah. The aloch is that the sholiyat should be hodu kal de Ritzuris. That's all. They are part of chepze shol tefillah, but they are not part of mitzvah nocher. They are part of chepze shol tefillah, but not a part of mitzvah nocher. You understand me well? But the aloch is that the hiduk, there shouldn't be kshire. By what? Should I be a kesher? What do I use as the means of kshire? Ritzuris. But there is no what is there is no what? Mitzvah and nocher ritzuris. We can say just the opposite. Ritzuris becomes one chefze, one entity, vishol yad and vishol rosh. And there are mitzvah and nocher applies to ritzuris too. This is aloha. You should have tefillah vishol rosh, the ktitze means the batim, what else? Plus ritzuris. This is basically the problem in the Rashi. But there is a mitzvah and nocher ritzuris, or ritzuris is only a mitzvah to tefillah, in what? In the chefze of tefillah. And after the chefze of tefillah, that word, that the kshira should be ritzuris employed as a means of kshira. But more, but there is no mitzvah and nocher. So if I make, if the ktsitze is on the yad, and the ritzuris right here underneath the ktsitze, just the part of the ritzuris which embraces my arm, I just pull the ritzuris, and underneath there is a bandage, I can leave the ritzuris. There is no mitzvah and nocher ritzuris. Or we may say, the problem of Rashbo is only according to Rashi. According to the Goyim, that what? That chatzite, everybody thinks that ritzuris form a part of mitzvah nochas tefillah. Hiduk ritzuris and how far you should go, it's a different problem. But hiduk ritzuris as much as you need to wind the ritzuris around your arm is a part of a nochas tefillah. And nochas tefillah doesn't mean only a nochas batim, but it means also what? A nochas ritzuris. A nochas ritzuris. But the Acherim Leis Rashi says, where is this chitze basically, I mean, come from? From Lecholeis, Acherim Leis. And since this applies exclusively to what?
To
Bais and not to Ritzuye. So the Ritzuye, there is no Gzeres HaKosuv, that for Ritzuye you need Atzme Shal Yad, Atzme Shal Yad, or Atzme Shal Reish. This can. But even if you put on the sleeve or on the bandage, it's a mitzvah sanoche. But ritzuye you don't require atzmo. I'll tell you, there's two problems. You would require for ritzuye atzmo shol yad and atzmo shol reish. But the problem is what in Rashbo? What's the problem? Because ritzuye does not come in under the heading of anoche. The tzui is a part of film with regard to the chetzef film, but not with reference to the atzmah shal anoche, or on the contrary, the tzui forms a part of anoche's film too. Hiduk ritzuye is a part of anoche's film, but there is a cause of what? Which one would you take? Which one would you accept? Which one would you reject? I'd like to test your intelligence here. Alright. I gave you two alternatives. Which one would you accept? There is a question, a sofek about ritzuris. I say ritzuris, the sofek is whether ritzuris require anoche, or according to everybody, ritzuris require anoche. But what? Don't they require? Atzme shal yad. If we should say that ritzuris don't require atzme shal yad, anoche the self will require, but don't require atzme shal yad, we'll arrive at a terrible absurdity. What would be the absurdity? That with regard to the ktzitze shal yad, the Odom is only what? The Odom beginning, at the beginning is a Eise Maise, is a Gavre. Then it becomes, what does it become? A Chefze. And with regard to Ritzuye, is a Gavre all the time. You cannot take. If they are part of the Maise Anoche Shol Yad, So they have the same Anoche Shalyad. The Tzvius cannot have anything else which Shalyad doesn't possess. If Shalyad, the question is, what is the Gabre with regard to Shalyad? Is it a Chetzer or a Gabre? If you said that Rashi says that Tzvium, that Chetzer with regard to Tzvium, Pachos, Tzvium Shalyad, so what is the Gabre? If a Gabre, there would be no Psul. What is the Gabre? A Chetzer. But what the Odom becomes a Chetzer. With a Chetzer, there is no Maiseh, Messias Tzvium. Messias Tzvium, or Rabbi's Tzvium. It's only what? A Sheva Altaise, a flattened Tzvium, what? Steha, correct? It's a Sheva Altaise of having the Tzvium on, a Rabbi's Tzvium. But there is no Maiseh Anoche anymore, correct? With regard to the Ritzuye, if you say that Ritzuye requires Anoche. But what is Ritzuye? What all what Ritzuye? All that with regard to, Ritzui is only different with regard to what aspect. What aspect is Ritzui different? It means does not require Atzmei Shalyad. So, but requires Anoche. What kind of Anoche is it if not Atzmei Shalyad? There is no middle way. What is it? Gavre, Maise. So it means Miktitze is no Maise Pishire. Later. And under Ritzui, it's a mutual exclusive. The Ritzui can have only the same status as the Kshire. So apparently, my first pshat is the true one. What's my first pshat? That Ritzui don't require Anoche at all. But if Ritzui should require Anoche, I must say, if Tzvile Shalyad is cancelled out by Chtite, Ritzui is also cancelled out by Chtite. You understand well? Alright. Now, Ritzui, say Dovo Chitzit. No. Say Birtzuis. Ein Lachpid. Tom did not interpret Rashi in terms of Chtitze. How did he interpret Rashi? Bolochol Eis Lacherem, Lacherem Eis. So he thought like that. If it's on the sleeve, even like Kabratav, it means Lacherem Eis. But if it is under the sleeve, but what? A smart is good. I interpret Rashi means this does not make any sense. You understand? All right, continue. I interpret Rashi because of Chitze, but according to Magab, Rome, how is Rashi interpret? How do you interpret Rashi? Because it's sin. If I put on another baguette, it's good. So what's wrong if I don't put on another baguette? The tefillah itself can be exposed. So you have to say that a baguette cancels out the character of Lacholeis and Lacherem Leis. If this is the case, even though I covered up with another baguette, the Anochesh should be possible. All right. Akeva Dak Somoch Lareish, no? What does it say? Well, thin material would not be possible. But heavy material pays now. Well, what is the criteria? I would like to know.
Has the shape of the head.
What do you mean the shape of the head? I mean, if you press the cave down, it'll be the shape of the head. And what did he say? What did he introduce? What kind of halacha did he introduce? The Goyen also accepts his viewpoint. Cave adak. Avalove badayos. Because I'm sure the lady could not play tefillin during the winter because his head was not some bandage. So they say, all right, according to the Rashi, why didn't they put tefillin on the bandage? They said the bandages were so heavy, so thick, that they didn't. So what is the criterion, I would like to know? What is the criterion? Actually, according to Rashi, what if I'll put a gemara on the head, and on the gemara I'll put on tefillin? I mean, what is it, where do you stop according to Rashi? If you say the chitze applies only to what? To Shalyad, because is Gavre, whatever I do the Maise, how far do I go? Keche, of course, I carry Keche, if the film can be on a back stool, I can put on
this. Look,
what is the criterion? How do you draw the line? Between chitze and the Keva Ove. What is the line? What is the delicate line which divides? What is the delicate line? Yes? If I feel that it's still on me. It means so, you know, sometimes it is still Keche. It is still Keche. If I should do like that, I should have a box. and on the back is a stone. I should not feel the pressure of the stone because the threshold of sensation is, you know, I mean, there is a threshold, you know, when you keep on increasing the stimulus, so the sensation at the beginning grows proportionally to the stimulus, your response, your physiological response. But there is a certain threshold at which, I mean, the response, your physiological response, does not grow anymore. If you cross this threshold, for instance, you have one candle, of course, and two candles, you respond, I mean, your optical sense will respond. But Tiare beschrige my schrage betiare my hanelei. Why is, if you light a candle during when the sun is shining, my hanelei? Why is it so? Because already you see the stimulus is so strong that actually the response actually does not take into consideration any increase in the stimulus. The response is limited, it can go up to a certain maximum. Beyond that maximum, it cannot go up, regardless of the fact that you keep on increasing what? The stimulus, of course. All right, this exactly. For instance, with regard to the tzich, I should wear a gemore. Gemore is very heavy. Someone should put a stone on my head. So, I mean, the gemore is so heavy that the threshold of sensation, I crossed already the threshold of sensation, I achieved the maximum of response, a physiological and psychological response. So any increase in the stimulus would not evoke the change in my response, in my sensation. But still, but there is a stone, I know there is a stone. Now I'll take my head and I'll throw the stone, I'll kill a child. Will I be a retzeach or not? Certainly. It's kech. Regardless whether I experience the stone on my head or not. But since, I mean, I threw the stone, it's false, I mean, it was my fault which threw the stone, it's certainly murder. It's certainly a kech. But the tefillah is not only if I carry the tefillah, the kech. Tefillah of kech, I can put on the table. I mean, I used to see, I mean, in Warsaw, I mean, the coolies in Warsaw, I mean, with the carriers in Warsaw, they used to put on a big desk on their head and carry. All right, I mean, you put a little film, I mean, and they're like, yes, but it is carry, but still, what carries? I carry the desk and the film on the desk. It is carry. They are certainly carry. But the response, physiologically, I don't feel it. So there, I would say that here is the borderline. It's not enough that it is on my head, that I should move my head out of the film. What is required? Not only I should be intellectually conscious of the film, but conscious what? Physiologically conscious, to say. I should have the sensation of having the film. This is over and this is done. Certainly, that's what I would say. You ask me for Rias, I don't know. I have no proof of that. But logically, it would appeal to me. This is Kech of Bode, Kech of that. It's not Bode and that. In the Kech of the soul, I mean, that actually I mean, no pressure. That's, it doesn't exert any pressure. Well, it exerts. I mean, in terms of physics, it exerts pressure. I mean, it can take pressure of 1,000 tons plus one ounce. If there is more pressure, you see? But physiologically, if you have a ton of pressure, I mean, 1 ounce is not recorded physiologically anymore. Mechanically, it's recorded, not physiologically. I would say I should record, I mean, otherwise I don't do any mice. I don't do any mice. There is no mice. Right. You may disagree with me, I can tell you. It's your privilege, anyway. Right. What be the things of Chalamet? When Chalamet is Chalim, feel a part of that field. Basically, what is the question? Then our Gdusha Yeh must be complete. What's an incomplete Gdusha Yeh? Which what? Which forfeited what? Just the aspect of Meloche is still panels. Or according to Reb Chaim and according to Rishonim who say that the Esse of Chalamed, Esse of Shvise applies to Chalamed as well. So then even the Gdusha Meloche is the existence with regard to Chalamed. All Chalamed, and the exceptions, Chalamed is an exception. Is only marked by word by Heta Meloche, not by Kos Gdusha. All right. Now the question with all that was the second question of Gideon. Gideon, how many three shittes? One shitta says that Gideon with half an arm is certainly Chai Mefil. Only if he has no arm, then he either it transfers to Yemin or he doesn't lay Tefil at all. The second shitta, that if he has no arm, he certainly doesn't have to lay the Yemin. This half an arm in the Bachlek is not annoying. again. The third treaty is like that. It's half an hour and they can transfer to Yemen. The wear the arm completely is the government part of the thing. Then Gideon there are two alochas. Gideon has no chetzer in the water Mekayim fill, and Gideon the government part. Now the Yuchel Keshishal fill, as I explained to you, it might be in the aloha in Kshiras fill. The Yud, the Keshet fill, fulfills two, in Shoyat, fulfills a double function. First of all, it makes the Hiduk possible, the tightening of the film possible. Secondly, what? It keeps the film, keeps the hold the film in place. The question is, how what place should it hold? It should not move downwards toward the heart, or the other way, slide the other way. All right. Then, aloha chitze, according to Rashi of chitze, we show that we interpret Rashi with aloha chitze. L'chol ha'islachir leis means only that there should be no chitze, and according to Rashi, there's a difference between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Tefillin shel yad is chitze posel, and tefillin shel yod, chitze does not do any harm. So, but the whole concept of tefillin changes according to Rashi. In tefillin shel yad, it is gavre meise is only the beginning. The continuation of the kima mitzvah, so there is only kima mitzvah without meisa mitzvah for Rashi and Tfilin Shel Yad. But on Tfilin Shel Rosh, there is continuation not only of kima mitzvah, but meisa mitzvah as well. This could apply very well to the question raised by the, what do you call it, by Keren Ero, whether I need mishmush or don't need mishmush. I'll come back to the question of mishmush when I say the bracha. And then the Amor Avraham interprets Rashi in terms of what? In terms of the Holy Vatarui, because Amor Avraham says if I cover David's film with another beret, it's enough. This is very difficult, all right? And then in regard to Ritzuyas, I gave you two alternatives. The problem, whether Ritzuyas don't require Anoche at all, or they require Anoche, but Noch Tzitz applies. But we eliminated the second alternative for a simple reason. In such a case, Ritzuyas will be different from Shoyat. And this cannot be, all right? For next, tomorrow we'll study about 9:30, all right? 9:30. Is only a tool from Kom, but the love of Bal Yachol is a taste. It's a famous Machlekes Rosh. If we should say, interesting is the Rambam. The Rambam here says, for instance, just a moment. Just a moment. It's quite possible. If we should say that the Rambam, this is Perachim Rishwez Aloche, that's right. If the Rambam Mishmu Shof, he refers to what does it refer? To Kima Mitzvah, it's a possible it refers to the Oral Acheret. But if we should say the Rekim Shmuel Shov, it refers to Kima Mitzvah, so the question is so what is the Ram Shite? The Kaiser Mitzvah is Chal or Enechal? Enechal. I don't know why the Ram doesn't have to say the Nirmish in the Rekim Shmuel Shov. You cannot tell the Shmuel Shov if the Shmuel is Chal. On the contrary, the Shmuel is not Chal, then I might think there is Shmuel Shov. So the Rambam says Shmuel Shov is not every Shmuel which is not Chal. Only Levach is a mitzvah, the Kaim is a mitzvah is not Shmuel Shov. But if we should say that Nishba Kaim is a mitzvah, the Shmuel is valid, there is only one exemption. What is the exemption? With regard to Kom. But when Balk is the Shmuel is valid, then the Rambam cannot say it merely. What does the Rambam say it merely? A Shmuel which is Chal and is binding upon the Gavre is certainly not a Shmuel Shov. But the Rambam says, literally, she will make him a Shmuel Shov, would appear what? That the Kaim is a mitzvah is excluded from Chaleis. If the Kaim is a mitzvah is excluded from Chaleis, so Nishba Shleyoniach Tfil is never killer. Why it's never killer? Because Bechel and Beyein, what is it? Levad was a mitzvah, and when? And when? Shabbos beyond the mitzvah, the Kaim is a mitzvah, so what is mean killer? A mikveh Shmuel, part of the Shmuel should be binding. But here is no aspect of the Shmuel is binding, because the Kaim is a mitzvah is not binding. And what? And Levat is a mitzvah is not binding.
So.
Not by me, what is a mitzvah shvu'i shov? That's why the Rambam thinks that lo niach tfilu, shelei lo niach tfilu is always what? Is always what? I know that. I believe someone raised away this question. All right, let's continue.
Is there any validity to the...
Rabbi Nosson? Rabbi Nosson, I believe. Is it Pshat or something, Rabbi Nosson?
What
according to Rabbi Nosson? You said last time that Yotcho, if it's Yotcho Stam, Yotcho Vismeil, is a God, it's not, it's just directions. Is you, Yita should lay on what, and what hand? On left, on the left, Shokolada. If Yotcho is Yotcho, then it's not a God. Left hand, but what's the halacha? With him. So Aita always kill on wall and which hand? Right hand. What's according to Nibutane? Rab Nosson. What's
the hand that he does?
What's a bar later? Is with regard to that, it's a machleke is between interesting, between the Keren Eiro and Mishpes Yank. The Keren Eiro takes for granted that it is Ukshart and Ukshaftom again. The Kshat and Muxaftom means again directions. It does not mean that my physiologically strong hand. So Aita should lay on his on the regular left hand. And the Keraneo says no, the Kshat and Muxaftom depends upon him. The machlokes is between the two brothers. Mishkos Yanki and the Keren Eiro. Rabbi Yitzchak and Yanki Kalina. How to say? We can say Yotcho is certainly Ismail, regardless whether Ismail is physiologically my strong and weak hand. Yotcho with the hay is certainly the weak hand. So I eat it or you mean. What's a contra of Nosson? It looks as if the Mishkos Yanki and the Keren Eiro disagree.
There is a
book
that you
like from Rashi, 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 Yes, I'm thinking of Mishkos Yanki with the Keren Eiro. The Kwa? Yeah, with the Mordechai Rashba, yes. Now let us see. He says like that. Mishkos Yanki asked the question, why is the Minhag of Poshut B'chol Yisroel that Aiter who writes with his right hand, uses the right hand for writing, and the left hand for performance of all kinds of work? Why does he lay tefillah on the left hand? I mean, it's my case too. Of course, my case, I'm almost a shelet b'shtei yodem. I can do work with both hands, basically. But, however, right, I cannot write with my left hand. I can only write with my right hand. Or perhaps I'm a left, it's hard to say. Anyway, but I lay tefillah on my left hand. Why? Since it's machlekes rishonim, why did he accept the opinion of those rishonim who think that b'sak sivah is there? So basically, the Mishkos Yankiv says it's not only because of that. There is quite a possibility among Rishonim that Aiter should lay tefillah not on his left hand, but on his right hand. Because if we should take for granted Mukshartom Mukshaftom, then it's not only because I write with my right hand, even if I am a complete Eiter, a full-fledged Eiter. You understand me? But since Ukshartom Ukshaftom, I am guided not by my Ksiven, but what? By Ksiven's Kolodo. So actually, Aiter that lays tefillah on his right hand is only according to one mandoma. Who is this mandoma?
Ravashi.
Yotkei. But according to Yotchos Usmeir and Ukshartom Ukshaftom, it is this dexterity does not depend upon, I mean, it's not physiological dexterity, but it's basically the directional difference between right and left. So that's why, so since the Arishanim will deny the whole halacha that Aiter miniach tefillah where? But where the Aiter miniach tefillah? This mele. And since even according to those Rishanim who accepted the viewpoint that Aiter miniach tefillah miniach, if what kind of Yemin which doesn't write. But if the Yemin write, they also agree that this Mele, so we combine both shittas together, we say if he cases the Yemin, they say Shmeloch is this Mele, should at least in this case, lay tefillah on which hand? On this Mele. This is not the Mishkos Tshuva we told you to look up. This is the Tshuva of the Mishkos Yankiv. The Mishkos Yankiv considers it a serious machlekes rishonim. Actually, whether an Eiter in general should lay tefillah on which hand, on the right or on the left. Because according to both of the Atanoim, that Anakami Yod Cho, Lancho, and Rabbi Nosman Mukshat Muksafton, it's not determined by physiological skills, but more by directions. So that's why he says a combination. All right, Vita Yadimine, correct. Vita Yadimine says, well.
Vita Yadimine, or most of them, Lacto.
The Moses says, oh, yeah, why? You've got to understand the Gemara. Why? If actually, so to say, physiological dexterity, I mean, skill, strength, the determining factor, is it Shemit Vishteyod, or I don't know. Why is male color? If Shemit Vishteyod, all right, I wouldn't say he's potter of film. Perhaps he should lay a niche. On either hand, I mean, on either hand, why Shemit Vishteyod, Mimia Vishmosa color? If it's a question of directions, I understand. So even not Shemit Vishteyod is ambidextrous. But even if he is only, I mean, if he's a real lefty. But here the halacha in the Gemara is like Rav Asher, it's your tchor, the weekend. Now, what do you do if he has no weekend? What do you do if he has no weekend? The Gemara is saying that if he has no weekend, then the direction determines, correct? Direction determines what? This is incomprehensible. If direction determines, it should determine in any case. But even if I am left-handed, my left hand is the strong one, and the right is the weak one, since it depends upon directions. So this is a concept of Kame Yotcho, like the Ramban says, Yotcho, Yotcho. But we accept it, Rav Asi. Otherwise, the whole Aloch Afitel would be eliminated. Nakon Rav Asi. So the question arises, why, if Shirin Bishtengel, I don't know which hand we should lay. Why is it taken for granted at what? Zaperda Indra Kondravasi, if you cannot determine by what? By dexterity, by physiological skills, so you have to do what? Huh? This appears even according to Ravasi. And this is difficult. I have no answer to that problem. This is difficult to understand. If it's Yotcho, it doesn't mean on the left hand. Yotcho means on what not left hand. What does it mean Yotcho with an A? Yadkeo, what does it mean, Yadkeo? The wicked. This is difficult to understand, but the Gemara says like that. I don't know. All right, continue. Rabasi appears. If Rabasi is Yadkeo, I should see a single function determine. What determines? The Rov, I mean, the most activities which I perform, the number of activities which I perform or not. With my strong hand, but if you accept Rab Nosens, Ukshat and Uksafton, it depends upon what? Upon Ksive, Maxime in Afkshirim, so the hand which binds it means, the opposite hand of the one on which two are placed. The hand which binds is the hand which what? Which writes. So then it depends upon Ksiva. Basically, it depends upon the two Amoroyim, I mean, by the two Machlekes, Rav Asi and Rav Nosson. It's not Rav Asi, Rav Nosson, this is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi what? Rabbi Yossi Achirim and Rav Asi. Rabbi Yossi Achirim and Rav Nosson. Rabbi Yossi Achirim accepts it. Who is Rav Asi? The price of Rav Asi. All right, fine. Anyway, this would depend upon that. If it's Yadkeo, it would be foolish to say that Ksiva is a determining factor. If it's Ukshat and Mechsafton, it means that is the hand of the hand which binds. So then the hand which binds is identical to the hand which writes. So it depends upon Ksiva. All right, so that's some Hashem in Tapan. According to this, this is because Hashem is Mishnah Yodah. So the difference would be, I'll tell you what the difference is. Yeah, these, for instance, the Shalom has both. For instance, you'll be a Shalom, you'll be a, do all these melochas, you'll do with what?
Will you mean,
and you'll write what? You'll write Bismillah. Of course, it's very seldom. It's a very infrequent case. But then it happens. So all these melochas, all activities you engage in will be performed with this, what? Right, and I dismay. If we should say
that this controversy depends upon the Machleke Satanoi, then of course, if it's Yad Keo, you'll have to lay fill on which hand. Just a moment. It does always Melochas Rod. It is right, right. This man, if it's Yad Keo, you'll have to put on the left. If it's Uchshar to Machsavtom, the opposite hand, the Rod. Of the Yad Keseves, you'll have to put on the right. But if we interpret it like Tesvez, that a Kesev is so important, Ksiv is so important, that Ksive outweighs, not outweighs, is equal to all melachas, it means always a Kesev with one hand, and Esevot, Shom melachas with second hand, with the other hand, is Asher B'shtei Yodov, you always have to lay fill on which hand, on the left, you see, I mean, the question is, why is it Kesev the Yadachas? And a case of the Yemin, my case, and Eis of Elochas Bismail, I eat all of this in my left hand. My right is my right hand. Yes. So why does the late feel on the left? Is because why? Because I'm Asher and Mishter Yodot, both hands are equal. Because the Ksiv is such an important function that it equals all the rest of, other functions which are performed what with the small. So then in Asher Mishter Yodot, what is Aloha Asher Mishter Yodot, which hand does a late fill? Small. So if this is the case, it doesn't matter how, with which hand I write. Either I write with the right hand and do the other, perform the other, my work with the left, or on the contrary, I write with the left and I perform my work with the right. Both hands have an equal status in that time. If both hands have an equal status, are equal as to strength, I consider them equal, then the small, yes. However, if we should say it's not because they're equal, no, they're not equal. It depends. Yad Keo is always the high hand. Which one is called Yad Keo? The weak hand, the hand which most activities are performed in, right? But which hand is called Yad Kisheres, Yad Kiseres? Right? So then it's like that. If my hand, the right hand writes, and the left hand performs all other activities, then I put on the left hand, because we're also kshar to muksavto. But if on the contrary, my left hand writes, and the... So I'll put the tefillah on which hand? On the right hand? It depends what's the difference. The difference is just a machlekes atanoi. But even if you reverse the case, always two will come out on which and left. But if it's not a machlekes atanoi, what it is, ksive biyadachas, and what? And mass of shom elacht biyodacheres. His hand assumes the what? The aloche, the significance of what? Of shom b'shtei yodach, then always it will be on which end? Always it be on the left hand, yes. V'haz yishuloch, yesh shemem shioniach, in case it be, yesh ukmas v'yesh it be mean, so the shuloch identifies both cases. And he says, according to Rishonim, it requires smell, it always smell, I mean. So yishuloch interprets the aloche, not because shelit b'shtei yodav, but it's a machleket between whom and whom. The question is, whose opinion would accept it? Rab Nosson's opinion or whose opinion? Rabash's opinion. I know. After appreciation, I'll continue. The smack is also out of this. What appears from the smack? How does the smack interpret? The question depends on whether you accept Rab Nosson's opinion or Kshartum Ksavtum. Or Abbas is Braise Yad Keo, or because I am considered Hashem B'shtei Yodov. The smack says not only if I write it with one hand and do the melacha with another hand, even if I write with both hands and do the melacha with another hand, is enough. For instance, I can write with both, with the right and the left. I can't, but I can write with the right and the left. And I do melacha with the left. So what do you do? The smack says it's the same. Should lay fuel. It depends upon what. Huh? So in such a case, I would say, if it's a question, Achukshartom, Uchsavtom, Yad Keo sees I can write with the right two. I do write with the right two. So
sir.
You understand? Huh? With the right to, if with the right to, I can't write with the right, I can't write with the right. I can't write with the right hand. I do the loch and I do write also with the left hand. Just a moment, just a moment. So what does Max say? Huh? Since I write with, also with the right hand, I do the loch. I do not, but because the right hand is considered a Yad Kiseres. Yad Kiseres, a Yad Kiseres. Yes. But however, if you should say it's not because Yad Kiseres, Yad Kiseres. No, why? By Sherek Bishteyadov, Sherek Bishteyadov means like that. If I do right with the left, and I do all other work with the left, but all I can also write with the right, if I should be the left and the right be considered Sherez Bishteyorov. So the left has a certain advantage over the right, because the left has both Ksive and Rod. Well, the right can only the right hand can only do the writing. So apparently this Max says that even in such a case, you made it feel on which hand? On the left hand? Because the right hand, since all I care, I don't care which hand is stronger, which hand is more important. All I care only is the Yad Kiseres. And since the Yad Kiseres, I don't wait. All right, continue. Doctors told me that if one writes with the right hand and does his work with the left, meaning that actually because of routine, or because of that supervision, because it got used to it, but basically, naturally, he was not a lefty. Because if he were lefty, he would do the writing with the left hand. There's also, I mean, a good reason why he accepted the opinion of those Rishonim, who think that Ksive determines. Because whoever writes with the right hand does the writing with his right hand, and does all the other work with the left, he was born, I mean, not left hand, but actually the right hand was the stronger one, but he didn't develop. But basically, now the question is, you should force a child to change hands or not, anyway. But this is basically, all right, we'll continue. Stuff you say, I buy up you say. He's prepared anymore, he didn't prepare. Sure. What hangs down, what is suspended. If there was a shiritsu, apparently Shlomo Rosh requires a certain shiritsu. But if at the outset there was a shiritsu, and what? What happened? And it got shorter, they got shorter. They cut off. Pshiris. So, what? We have a lot of music. What is that? Tashmish mitzvah, tashmish kedusha.